This is the way the colonial settlers made their butter. Would anyone like to take a turn?
This is PFW in progress.
Yeah, over here. Let him do it. He's had a lot of practice.
PFW in progress.
Yeah, familiar with the motion.
Yeah, he turns it about four times a day.
With Fred Kirsch.
What's your name, Patriot?
My name's Paul Perillo.
I'm on my senior class trip. I'm here from Lexington, Mass., home state of Paul Revere, John Hancock, and Noma! Noma!
Okay, you want a turn?
And Andy. And Andy?
Ooh, wow, you got strong arms. You would have definitely survived the hardships of a colonial lifestyle.
Andy Hart.
Hey, Math in Washington. I can't understand a freaking word you're saying. That accent makes you sound retarded.
The Sheriff, Tom Casale.
Why are y'all taping this?
Yeah, I do all my projects on video because I suffer from several as yet unnamed learning disabilities.
He did not get proper nutrition during his toddler years.
Swear to God.
Yeah, his mother's breast milk's like Bailey's Irish cream.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
Hey, when'd you get that dress? Ye old house of juggery?
PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Yeah, the job market is really ridiculous right now.
Yeah, I got fired from Tom McCann for using the foot measure inappropriately.
Apparently, my wiener is a lady size 5.
Following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
Christopher Gasper from the Boston Globe returned to the topic for what I thought was maybe the best question I've heard since I've worked here. I think it's the question that needed to be asked, and focusing on the statement as Bill Belichick wanted everybody to focus on, and he asked Bill what my interpretation of the rules means in the statement. Bill sort of shot it down and said, said all I'm going to say about that. Are there any questions about the Chargers? Christopher Gasper continued saying, you know, the rule states no camera video caping on the sideline, blah, blah, blah. Bill sort of cut him off, said, all right, and then walked out. So that's the latest on Bill Belichick, Videogate, as everyone, including Roosevelt Colvin, was calling it in the locker room. We do not have any new information in terms of what the repercussions are going to be, because we're to the point where there are clearly going to be repercussions. The commissioner in the league has decided they were in direct violation of the rules.
It's going to be a high draft pick.
At the very least, it's going to be a high draft pick. I think it's going to be a combination of things.
Well, and I was talking to Felger in the locker room, and he made a good point that...
Doubtful.
Well, once in a while, you know, a guy that talks that much every now and again says something that makes some sense. He said the Broncos were docked the third rounder for the salary cap violation, so you have to think this is going to be probably a second.
And they were docked the third rounder under a different regime. Goodell seems to shoot high, make an example
first
of people,
rounder?
Send a message. I think there's a chance now, unlike what I said on yesterday's TV show. The way this has picked up speed and sort of snowballed, I'm amazed at the attention it's gotten. I really am. you know, talking about Fox News and news stories, front page of the Globe.
It started on Monday when we were at the Felger show. We were kind of like talking about it, and then all of a sudden it's on ESPN.
Right.
So
I'm shocked at how big a deal this has become, but it's become a big deal, and I've sort of come to learn over the last year that when Roger Goodell thinks something's a big deal and is upset about it, he usually comes down with a pretty heavy hammer.
Are there chances that other teams have given Goodell tapes saying, we've gone back?
Well, we know the Packers were pissed and are on the record talking about it and what happened.
You have to figure, like, every other – don't you think the Colts? I mean, let's
– Well, that's a game I wouldn't be willing to play as another team, personally, because I think if you don't have skeletons in your closet, you do that. But I think most of these teams have skeletons. So I think I just sit back, I watch, and I say, yeah, they're cheating. No one likes them. Throw everything you can at them, but I don't volunteer stuff.
I'm glad you brought that up, Andy, the part about, you know, everybody else doing it and, you know, the skeletons in the closet. Wouldn't it be fairly reasonable to suggest that if a team was doing it, you know, was in fact doing it as well, that they wouldn't be as willing to be blowing the whistle?
Right.
So now in the last, I don't know, 20 games, maybe fewer than that, the Patriots have been accused pretty much on the record at least four times of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So can't we assume that those four teams at least probably weren't doing it back?
Yeah, and unfortunately that sort of gets to my point I said on Felger.
Stink.
It's the Lions, the Packers, it's coaches that I question.
No,
I tend to think old school good coaches are cheating.
That's not my point. My point is that it was so quick to just brush this under the rug as something that, quote, everybody else is doing. But yet, there's a whole division worth of teams at the minimum,
right,
that aren't doing it.
Right.
Or if they are, like you said, they're playing an awfully dangerous
my
game
guess
in a
is
glass house.
They're not. Then there may not be doing it, or they don't do it well.
Well,
and
maybe
and
they
to
don't
suggest
do it
that
with
they
video
only,
cameras.
That's
but
that,
like maybe they're stealing signs, but they're not doing it with video
right.
cameras.
Well, my guess is they are doing it with video cameras, but they're not so brazen as to do it with a guy in a Patriots jacket standing on the sideline doing it out in the open. They're doing it a little more, what's that word? I'm trying to think of the word. I don't know. But behind closed doors or
visibly?
From a less visible.
Covert.
Covertly, yes. Like a dark corner of the stadium or something, whereas the Patriots are just
elk
right out there doing it.
No, and look, I understand the point that people are trying to make about this, and if you know, if the whole notion of if you're not cheating, you're not trying, and all that. And
Bobby the Brain Heenan, baby.
And I think there's an element of truth to that. You're looking to get any advantage that you can, but I do think there's a difference between, say, the reports that we heard last year in Miami of the Dolphins players taking tape from TV and trying to sync up the audio and read lips and do all that. That, to me, if that's what they did, okay, let me state that.
Which
if they,
now seems like that's not what they did.
Yeah, now, in the offseason, there were other things that came out that said that they basically did something along
the
lines
of what
they
used audio rather
did.
Than video. They taped, which is illegal.
Right. Now, that
well,
I don't...
actually, by the rule.
That I do have a problem with, by the way, if they did that. If they did something on their own, they recorded something on their own in addition to the TV, I have a problem with that. I think that's cheating. But
what if they took it from their own radio network? What if they, you know how they
so
have
they
those parabolics?
Just, yeah, no, that's different.
If,
that's,
but what
that's
if you
just,
request the raw
natural,
footage of just from that one
parabolic?
That's natural
sound. I don't have a problem with that. That's natural sound from the game. Don't you think?
I'm just asking.
What do you think?
I don't know. What if you instructed the guy to point it directly at Tom Brady?
Well, see now, but now you're recording. You're going out of your way to record. And to me, that's wrong.
All those things, the gray area, at least something like that would have a gray area. You had your radio network do it. You may have sort of said, if you get a chance, aim it towards Brady. This, there's no gray area. They did it.
Cheating.
Right.
They have a guy with a video camera.
And there's no interpretation of the rule.
Well, that's the part of
there's
it.
There's none.
That was
curious.
That's
a joke of a word choice in that statement.
That was the curious part of the statement. I think that Bill was basically trying to eliminate the barrage of questions that was surely to come his way.
Right.
The statement didn't work to do that because the questions came his way.
As they should.
He kept falling back on the statement, which was what we all figured he would do. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I don't think that Bill necessarily owes anybody outside of the organization and the league an explanation, personally.
No. Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell are the two people he needs to answer to.
The Patriots organization and the NFL in general, yes, he is obligated in my mind to answer to them. But
that said, there is a large portion of the fan base, the In Bill We Trust people,
that don't trust as much,
that are starting to sway the other way and say, why would I trust Bill? We've gotten ridiculous emails to Ask PFW to the point where you're deleting on one end and they just keep rolling to the top of the page as fast as they come in. And people are upset about this. There are a lot of people that feel like they've been disillusioned.
You're right.
That they've put their faith in a guy
who isn't worthy.
There's still
some
who say,
I don't care.
Right.
You know, but I'm surprised, like you said, Andy, on the other end, how many people are actually upset about this.
I was really, really surprised because I thought kind of like Andy and I were talking yesterday. I thought it was kind of one of those deals. Yeah, it's a big deal. I wasn't downplaying it, but I didn't think it was, you know, as big as it turned out to be. And I didn't think for a second that we would get the amount of emailers writing in.
Well, I just
saying
on
that,
all levels, I've been shocked at how quickly this snowballed into a massive story.
Well, I think it is a massive story, but I don't necessarily think in terms of the implications on football itself, I didn't think they were as big as they've turned out to
I've
be.
I've been stunned. So this
now,
thing snowballed.
What do you think about Adam Schefter's report that everything's on the table? Suspension?
I think it should be, and everything. I think with Goodell, I expect that, because I do think he is a...
Now, you brought up a
now,
good
point.
Now,
he has a dad. That's I heard a new
Bill?
I know he has a dad.
Bill?
Goodell,
oh.
Who was a senator, who was a very... for lack of a better word, ballsy senator, I understand, who was like known for sort of going against the grain on major issues. If he believed something to be the right way, he didn't cave into politics and say, well, I'm a Republican, so I vote. That's my understanding. And the way people described it on the radio yesterday, he has a painting or a photo of his dad in his office, and he could be, you know, living in that legacy of this is what the Goodell family does. If we think something right, we come down on it hard, regardless of what public, you know, owners, whoever may think. So I think he's the type of guy that if he thinks this is a really bad thing, if he thinks this is a huge deal, he comes down hard.
And you mentioned something in the locker room that was a good point about Gene Washington. Why don't you...
Well, I just think Gene Upshaw has to be chirping in his ear saying, whoa, you're coming down hard on Pac-Man Jones and these other guys. If this is your guy, if you're the Sheriff Goodell,
Upshaw,
if you're coming across the board, then you need to be coming down on coaches and everyone else who are breaking rules, cheating, bringing, you know, a negative light on the NFL.
That's a good point.
And this affects games.
I would
games.
Imagine that's happening.
It's not gambling, but it's affecting the core of the sport. If you don't think it's on the up and up, if both teams aren't playing on an equal playing field, it affects the heart of the sport.
And I don't care, you know, I've heard a lot of the different, you know, sort of explanations and rationalizations. It's a competitive advantage. And
otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
But yeah, because Bill Belichick, in my opinion, is a smart guy, okay? And he wouldn't be going through the trouble of doing something that he didn't feel like
right.
was worth
didn't
doing.
Help him.
Going
so
back
for
to the 40s
for the people
long.
That yeah, exactly.
So then why did he do it so brazenly?
That's the question.
That's the,
I don't have an
question.
Answer for. I don't have an answer.
Can I give
for
you
that.
Mama Hart's opinion?
I have two.
That all these guys get cocky and she compared it to Al
theories.
Capone and he just said you can't touch me and right. does what he wants.
That would be one theory is just utter arrogance.
Mom, Bill hates you now too.
Okay. That would be one theory there. You like how Andy throws his poor mom under the bus? He can't just say, you know, on his
she
own.
She can handle herself. She cries a lot, but she's a tough old lady.
But that's one I certainly would agree with your mom because, you know, I think there's an element of arrogance to this. Now, the other one that's way outside of the box, in the over-the-top in Bill We Trust.
Fred Kirsch's theory?
Yeah. He did it because he knows everybody else is doing it, and he wanted to get it.
Which I still think is
he wanted
reeks
to blow the
of
arrogance.
On
everybody.
I still come back to, if you think the rule is wrong, then join a committee or submit however you do it. You submit something to the committee and change it in the offseason, just like every other team tries to do. Don't make this mockery of it during
the
season.
Your team.
Right.
I don't know if, you know, we kind of forgot about it. They got a pretty big game coming up against the Chargers, and nobody cares about it right now. I mean, at the press conferences and stuff.
And that's just this week. How about hurting if they take away a first-round pick? That sets your team back. That's a guy who, based on the way they've drafted, at minimum, that's a 6-year starter that you're removing from
not
your
to mention, you
roster.
Have two first rounders right now, which give you flexibility if you want to trade up, if you want to do some things to get a player coming out. That takes away some of that flexibility. Yeah, I mean, it definitely hurts your team. So
maybe,
I don't, that's
maybe
why
they'll
I
take
don't,
the whole, all their draft picks away,
and we don't have to work,
we
draft,
don't have to
weekend.
Work draft weekend.
Booyah!
But
and poor Tommy, you don't want upset.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know.
You
about
can
that.
Still sit on your couch and watch
that's
draft
true.
Weekend.
Yeah,
but he won't be having to do all the research.
We'll still go to the combine. We'll just predict for other teams.
But that's the reason why
actually,
I don't
go
think
to the combine.
It's Fred's cockamamie theory. Because Bill wouldn't hurt his team trying to win football games. I think that's the last thing he would do. And this hurts his team, no matter who wants to say otherwise, that the players don't care. Well, it takes some of their focus away. So that's why I don't think, well, I'm just trying to prove a point to the league. I agree with you, Paul. I think he would do it in other ways.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me that, let's say for argument's sake that you know for a fact it's going on and you want to get rid of it, okay? Let's say that his motives are genuine, okay? He wants to rid the league of this brazenly, overt attempt to cheat. Why not just go to the commissioner, or go to Robert to go to the commissioner and say, listen, this is what teams are doing, this is how they're doing it, and it needs to stop.
Right.
Why would you sit there and say,
I
know how to get rid of this. I'll show them that I'm gonna do it so blatantly that I'm going to get caught. When I've gotten caught three times, a minimum of three times that we know of, because Charlie Casserly talked about one that happened early in the year, mm-hmm. that he didn't mention the team's name, so we don't know who that was.
Right.
And the Lions are on record, and the Packers are on record.
Right.
So it happened three times in 06, and Goodell came down hard on this in the offseason and said it must stop.
Specifically the Patriots.
And week one against a team that he knows is going to know that he does this,
right?
In the Jets, he does it like that. I think it's just arrogance. I think that they just figured, I'm going to do this, and there's nothing you can do.
That's a word we threw around yesterday. It's a word they were throwing around a lot on WEEI, Glenn Ordway and those guys discussing this issue. And I think,
well, I know Glenn Ordway doesn't think you get a competitive advantage by, you know.
Well, he called it competitive arrogance, which I don't really know what that phrase implies. He must have said that 100 times yesterday, so I'm not really sure what that.
Yeah, you don't get any competitive advantage by knowing what the other team's doing. I understand that.
Well, he said the players he talked to, I don't know who they are, but
you sort of
I heard Mark Schlereth talking and guys like that. I heard Rod Woodson talking and Terrell Davis, and they were saying what you can do is you can take the Polaroids that you get from the game, and then you can take the sound and right. go in after the first quarter or at halftime and try to sync up what's going on.
Right.
Then you know when they're a formation, what they're running out of that formation defensively.
And let's be honest. If it's a small advantage, it's still an advantage. Whatever it is, it's not necessarily as easy as they know every blitz that's coming, they know every coverage. But if they know one, these games sway on a play here, play there.
And let's say this. Let's all, you know, step back and say, okay, if we're all willing to say that Belichick is a great coach, okay, he's a great game planner, he's a great preparation guy, and whatnot, how much more valuable would it be for him to have a couple other extra nuggets to work with?
Right.
How much more valuable would that be? It's just like anything else. If you're at a level playing field, you give him a couple of extra bullets to work with, and he's near unbeatable.
Should I give the email address out
sure.
so we can actually get some fans to chime in?
Webradio@patriots.com.
Webradio@patriots.com. If you want to call us, Craig, Jamie, you're out there. Anyone else who might listen, 508-543-7482. 508-543-7482.
And the cheating is the video camera. That's the thing. Like Rod
specifically
Woodson said last night, he said,
crosses
listen,
the line.
He said, when I'm on the field, I always try to steal signs. Coaches do it. But he said, I did have a video camera strapped to me. That's
right. It was almost comical when he was talking about it. It was like, you know, geez, you know, how much easier would it have been
right.
to have that kind of stuff? And I heard a little of him. I heard a little of Schlereth as well. And they were all pretty much universally in agreement, all the ex-players, which I found a little bit interesting.
Can I ask a quick question? I came in right at the end of something on SportsCenter where they had Kruk and Schlereth.
Yes.
Yeah, I caught the end of that, too.
Did you see it? What played out in that scenario? Because I just heard Rosie say, come on, don't they steal signs in baseball for centuries or something?
They were talking about it, and they pretty much said the same thing. Kruk was, they were talking about the difference between baseball and football.
How it polices itself.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
But
baseball, he said, you know, you can throw at the guy and things like that. But they also said that, you know, it was the camera.
I was going to say, it's the same thing in baseball. If they put a camera in center field and they're stealing them, that's cheating. If the guy on second base is, that's been part of baseball for a long time.
And
they'll take care of it by plunking that guy when he gets to the plate.
And they brought up the famous playoff game with the Giants and the Dodgers back in the early 50s.
Yesterday.
And that's why people universally discredit now the Giants winning the pennant.
Right.
It's one of the most famous moments in baseball, but it's been tarnished because there is some real doubt as to whether or not there was a camera out there. That's what changes the whole thing. The technology of it is what changes it changes it from gamesmanship, which is the word now, the euphemism that has been thrown out there.
For cheating.
Absolutely. You've crossed the line from gamesmanship to flat-out cheating. And to me, it's just like any college program that gets caught, and you might say the same thing. Well, you know, all those major programs are doing fishy things and recruiting violations. And when you get caught, you get punished. And you go on probation.
That's a good point, Paul, because out of the 120 Division I colleges, 112 are probably cheating.
Yeah, Duke is doing it the right way.
Right.
No doubt about
Temple,
it.
Duke and Temple, apparently.
But, I mean, I just think it's a fascinating topic. I was surprised, by the way, that the amount of players that actually were in the locker room today talking. Now, most of them
don't know anything about it.
Most of them no commented. Matt Light, Kevin Falk. You know, Larry Izzo spoke. I didn't really hear him, so I shouldn't say what he said.
I didn't. I talked to Rosie. He said, "I don't know anything about it. We weren't involved with this as players." When asked specifically if Bill Belichick is suspended, what will you guys do? And he said, "We'll continue to play. We'll continue to move on because we're not about one coach, one player, anything. We're a team here. We'll treat it the same way we do."
But that's not right. That's something to say in the locker. Listen, on game
I just got to tell you, I would question it. From a Roger Goodell level, if that's my say, I don't take draft picks. I just suspend him for a week. How do I know he's suspended for a week? How do I make sure he's not drawing up the game plan,
you know,
communicating,
but especially with why you're suspending?
Right,
this
that's
guy.
What I mean.
You're
suspending already told me
this
he
guy.
Would cheat.
You're suspending this guy because he is.
That's why I
shown the ability
draft
to break a law or two in terms of I don't want not real laws, NFL laws.
So you think he'll be in the headphones?
Well, that's what I'm
I think
saying.
He'll
you
be
don't
doing
know.
Something.
You
don't,
don't
you?
Know. You, no, he's just, already shown a willingness to cheat. You're suspending him for cheating, and you don't think there's a chance he's pulling the Bobby Valentine or, you know.
He's already shown you that he has
the glasses and the nose
on. He's shown you that he doesn't have an ethical problem with bending a rule.
Right.
So
I think he's got to go draft.
How do I know he's not going to do it?
He can't get out of that.
I don't think it would be just suspension, because I agree with you. That's stupid.
Right.
Well,
one game suspension.
See, now
that
I think that is stupid. If you're going to go suspension, it's got to be like a four, like a violation.
Like they do in players where it goes 4-8.
First violation.
It's not one.
First violation is 4 games.
Right.
And I think that could have some meat to it.
Yeah. And a fine?
Oh, yeah.
I think a fine should be
involved. Yeah, someone said this morning, second and a fourth in a $250,000 fine.
Because I think that's how you hit the owner to say, keep an eye on your guy. You know, hit you in the pocketbook. I think these guys are businessmen, and you start costing them a part of $1 million, I think then they start to say, oh, I know he wins and he makes me money, but now he's starting to really actually cost me tangible money on the other end.
And tarnishing your reputation.
Yeah,
and you know what? That's a big thing for people, especially a guy like an owner that really cares about his image, his public image, his persona. That tarnishes your image.
But how different, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, how different is this than, say, the other dynasties that there's been cheating allegations, whether it's Cap with the Niners and the Broncos, whether it's being at the head of the steroid era with the Steelers in terms of being, you know, they had the best juice and we're on the forefront of that.
But I think this is
they've all been tarnished.
Cheating, because the salary cap thing, well, you got the players and they were on the field. You know what I mean? Like, you cheated to get them, but they were there. The steroid thing, how many people are doing steroids? I mean, I think the Steelers, in my opinion, if they were doing it more than everyone else, that is a little bit tarnished.
Right.
But I don't know.
But most people don't. Most people just say the Steelers, oh, they won 4 Super Bowls. They were great.
But the Cowboys were doing it, too, back then, supposedly.
Right.
So, and those were the two teams in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, there was a lot of drug use.
Well, that's just where I think this gets into the gray area.
I do think that all of those things, in my opinion, are tarnished.
Yes.
I agree with you, Andy.
So who's the greatest team in history?
The Cowboys. You didn't bring them up. They were just snorting coke and banging.
I mean, do we honestly not think
Vince
that Vince Lombardi was cheating?
No,
I'm guaranteeing he was cheating in some way.
The 90s Dallas Cowboys did it right. They snorted coke, they banged hookers, they did whatever they had to do off the field, and they played by the rules on them.
I just say, I defy you to find me a great coach who didn't bend or break the rules.
They all did. Jimmy Johnson was cheating like crazy.
But, see,
all the way back. Way,
but
Jimmy
I need
Johnson
to know,
was cheating.
And I need to know if it's actually breaking a rule or not. That's where
well, the
I
camera
would,
thing is, I think.
The camera
right.
thing is breaking a rule. Picking up another team's signals by watching is not.
Right.
Well, I'll go old school. I keep going back to this guy because I thought it was a fascinating book with Bud Wilkinson.
Bud Wilkinson.
But when either he took a guy or someone sent him a guy where they had a walk-on freshman who spent the entire summer with them, and then the first game, whoever the opponent was, he was on the other sideline helping them call plays. I mean, is that cheating?
Yes. To me, that's cheating.
And that happened, what, 70, was that the 40s, 70 years ago? So I really do believe on some level, whether it's in direct or indirectly going against a rule, cheating
but
is
I
a
think,
part of football
I
for some reason.
I think that's directly against the rule, in my opinion, because, you know, you basically you have a spy. He's
well,
a spy.
Right. Here's the problem, too, is that they warn the teams with the Patriots being specifically at the top of the list.
Right.
That's the part that doesn't
and
make sense.
And they still did it, as Paul said, against the New York Jets, coached by Mangini and Brian Daboll, in week one.
And evidently there's an item, and maybe Gary...
He's efforting it already.
Can you get this? You can't find anything from the Daily News that, you know, one of the writers, Dave Hirschkel from the Hartford Courant, actually mentioned it to me, that Mangini is quoted as saying, you know, we were looking forward to this because we knew that we knew how they did it. They've done it for several years in the past, and we knew they would be doing it again.
That's interesting. I didn't see that.
You know, I didn't see it either, so we'll try to see if we can find it. But the other part, I just can't – everything that Tom just said about the NFL cracking down on it, isn't it well within the realm of possibility that the NFL just said, hey, we're going to be watching?
I mean, basically, you blow by a guy in a cop car who gives you a warning, and the next day you see him, and you accelerate when you go past him that day. He's got to give you a ticket. He's not giving you another warning.
I'll take it a step further. You accelerate with flipping him the bird. That's basically what you're doing is, I'm going to do this, and you can't stop me. I'm doing it.
Okay. Okay. Before we take a break, we're going to sneak a call in here because he's a new one. Dave in Queens wants to talk about the Patriots cheating. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I guess the main situation is, you know, there's two issues that I think come out. One is the first issue with the whole videotaping signals, doing all that. You know, so I don't have much of a problem with that. Coming in, I'm from New York right now, and you're hearing it is nonstop lambasting of Belichick, his whole staff, everything, saying they should give up that game, give up all the draft picks, everything. But if the other situation that's coming out right now that I'm hearing, saying that Belichick, they've hacked into their signals, hacked into their headsets, listening to what's been going on.
Yep.
If that situation's true, you know something? That just changed my whole opinion about, I'm a diehard Patriots fan. And I, like, that would just change my whole opinion of the whole dynasty, Belichick, to say how long that's been going on. Belichick deserves to get suspended, if that's true. But they're saying that the videotaping issue was the first thing that they could prove, and that they're going on to next saying they were listening in to their headsets, to their play calls.
You bring up a good point, because I've been saying, how much does the commissioner know? Like, we only know what's being reported right now, but does he have more stuff that he knows about? Like you just said, that radio frequency thing that kind of came out a little bit.
Right.
Does he have more information on that? Because if he does, then maybe you're talking about a 4-game suspension or something.
I got to tell you, if it's that bad, if they're stealing video and I think you start saying season or life, because this guy is totally changing the game of football in a negative way and hurting your league, your product.
Did it start in 2001 or did it start in 2005?
See, but you know what? And that's fair. That's very fair. You know, people are going to look at that and say, well, you know, this doesn't take away the greatness of what the – well, it calls it all into question. It's like the steroid thing. You know, we talked about it a lot 2 weeks ago with Rodney in the HGH. He said he took it a couple of years ago to try to heal more quickly from that devastating knee injury he suffered in Pittsburgh. Well, how are we then to know how much of his performance before that may or may not?
Right.
And we don't. You know, we don't know. And that's what happens with this. We know if he's doing it now, how do we know he wasn't doing it the whole time here? How do we know he wasn't doing it in Cleveland?
You
have no idea where to draw the line, and that's what makes these things very serious.
You also have to bring up the whole issue last year with Miami did the same thing to us with Brady, with Brady's signals.
Right.
But they did it through a third party company, so it's not cheating. So
it may have been cheating. If they did it by taping it on the sideline, then that's cheating. If they did
they had a guy that basically videotaped all of Brady's signals. And what happened is this guy doesn't work for the Dolphins, and he said, you know something, I have something to tell you. And they sold it to him. To the Dolphins. The Dolphins looked at it, said okay, and they used it in the game.
There's different stories out there. We've heard a lot of different things. One of them is that they had Zach Thomas mic'd up, and then they synced up that audio that caught Brady's audibles to the video on the field, and were able to devise all the signals that
way.
In the first game.
They had
right.
Zach
and
Thomas
used, mic'd up. And they used it in the second game.
Dave, I got a question for you. You clearly are upset, and if this radio
and
frequency
you're not alone,
thing
by the
comes
way,
out... I mean, what do you want? Are you looking for Bill Belichick to be fired? Do you want him to not be the coach of this team anymore if all these allegations are true?
I don't think he should be fired. I think this could definitely play into next year. You never know what Bill's contract situation is, but this will definitely, if he's going to get signed next year, this is definitely going to play into the situation. This is going to really hurt his wallet, hurt his reputation going into free agency as a coach. Do you think if all this comes out, I doubt the Patriots are going to sign him up again.
Well, that's another good point, Dave. Dave's the best caller we've ever had, I think. He's way better than Craig from South Carolina. But
oh,
if he's
asking, now we'll be talking to Craig later.
if he's asking
for $12 million a year or $15 million a year, say, and the Crafts are sitting there thinking, do we really want to give him a long-term contract with that kind of money, knowing right. the trouble he's just gotten us in? That's a good point.
And
that's
what happens if, you know, he has another one of these cockamamie schemes and it gets caught, and then all of a sudden, bang.
Subject to one of the emails, cockamamie.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, Dave, thanks
Dave
for the call.
Dave, by the way, Dave,
best ever.
Surprisingly, Dave's not alone in front of diehard Patriots fans. There's more than a few that think like
no
Dave
question.
Right now that are very disillusioned.
All right, Dave.
Thanks
for the call. If you ever really want to
understand the Ted Nation rule on cockamamie trades,
if you ever really want to be a Hall of Famer, you'll have great calls and send us lunch in the coming weeks.
Which
that would really put you over the top because we've never had anybody.
Evidently, we have someone on the line tomorrow, huh?
Oh, we're good. Anyway, when we come back from this break, we will get to all the emails that are flowing in. We have cockamamie theory. We have pissed Pats fan in Illinois. We have Do We Know? Say It Ain't So. Biased reporters. Videogate. Suspension possible.
Reporters.
All that and more when PFW Progress returns.
The Reg might have embellished just a little bit about his football career.
I didn't lie. I was writing fiction with my mouth.
Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna. Let me tell you about the first ever Game with the Greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching the game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the first ever Game with the Greats. On October 14th at Gillette Stadium, watch the Patriots take on the Cowboys in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me, a bunch of my teammates, and other Patriot alumni. Guys like Andre Tippett, Steve Nelson, Steve Grogan, and Pete Brock will be there with you to enjoy the game and just hang out. Tickets are limited because they're only $25. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on Alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the Game with the Greats. Where will you be?
The New England Patriots set a franchise record for fewest points allowed during the 2007 season.
The rush got to be sacked. Another big play.
Celebrate this historic milestone with a limited edition Goal Line Guardian poster exclusively from the New England Patriots, free. And if you think that's good, how about having it signed by two members of that record-setting defense, Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren?
He's going to be sacked for the safety.
Take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer by making qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points card and free Goal Line Guardians poster autographed by Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren.
Roosevelt Colvin, wow!
Patriots extra points, because fans want contact, too. Autographed poster limited to the first 200 with qualifying purchases. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Hi, this is Richard Seymour. If you're a big Patriots fan, show your team pride and win great prizes by ordering your Patriot Specialty License Plate. Team Rules says your car has to be registered in Massachusetts to be eligible. When you place your order, you have the chance to win Patriots tickets and memorabilia. Proceeds from the sales of the license plates go to the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. Now that's worth driving for. To score your new set, apply online or in person at your local RMV or log on to Patriots.com for more details. Show your team spirit, give to a great cause, and get your Patriots License Plate today.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Back here, Gillette Stadium, PFW in progress. Emails are rolling in. Webradio at Patriots.com. Webradio at Patriots.com. The entire world focused on Videogate 2007, the Patriots, Bill Belichick cheating, And I wish I were exaggerating, but the entire world seems like they're focusing on it.
It's a bit of a shame, too, because I'm so excited about the game coming up. I actually am.
Randy Moss thought he was coming to a team where it was all about, you know, just winning games and performing on the field. Suddenly, it's all about distractions left and right.
Well, I did my job, said Randy.
I said to you guys in the locker room, wouldn't it be funny if a reporter asked Randy, how does it feel to come to a team where a coach is such a distraction?
That would be classic. Classic stuff. But yes, web radio, patriots.com, if you want to join in. We'll get to those emails in just a minute, but we've got another call as those are rolling in. John in Palm Bay, Florida. John, what do you got to say about Videogate 2007?
Well, my personal opinion is every team in the NFL is doing it. It's the Patriots are just stupid enough to have some guy on the sideline videotaping it.
But is every team doing it now after the commissioner sent out a memo saying don't do it?
Yeah, if you can get revenge by cheating, you're going to do it.
But why wouldn't you try to hide it?
That's why I don't have any clue. Is most teams are probably smart enough to put a guy in the stands and just pay him to go watch a game and videotape the thing.
John, let me ask you a question. You mentioned the word stupid, and we were talking about this earlier upstairs. Okay, let's say everybody's doing it, yet the Patriots are doing it in front of everybody. They know the Jets know they're going to do it, so they do it. Rodney Harris, now listen, I work for the Patriots. I don't play for them. Just because I work for the Patriots, I don't think I would use my name and credit card if I bought steroids online, just in case somebody found out. Rodney Harrison plays on the team, and he used his credit card and name to buy HGH. So what's going on here? Why are they doing this? So all of a sudden they're taking stupid pills?
No, it's just like when you get involved in a culture, especially just thinking you get away with certain things you normally wouldn't think you'd get away with.
So you think this is arrogance, organizational arrogance?
I just think it's that they've been so successful doing it for so long, and they know every team is doing it. They're just going to do what they did, and they just figured they wouldn't get caught, or if they did get caught, they probably just have to pay a third or fourth draft pick and some money. And if they're going to, since every team is going to do it, they might as well just point it out to the league that every team's doing it. And, you know, like, Patriots usually the boldest team, so they're going to point out to the league their hypocrisy, that most teams are going to be doing exactly what the Patriots are doing. But
in front of you. I agree with you, John, to a large extent, with the exception of the part about, you know, what the other teams are doing. I just don't know that. But, you know, who knows? Maybe that'll end up being right. You know, the third or fourth round, you know, slap in the wrist. And to me, if it was a third or a fourth round pick and maybe a little fine, that to me would equate to a slap in the wrist. And,
right.
And evidently it would tell me that Goodell doesn't take this that seriously. And that's fine. It's his league, however he decides to deal with it. I have no idea what the punishment should be. I'm not in that kind of a situation. But
well, I think that what that might happen is they probably have to pay a draft pick. The guy who did it probably would be suspended probably for the whole year. And
that's Belichick.
Well, that's Belichick.
No, the guy who actually was taping.
No, that's Belichick.
That guy is a nobody, no offense to Matt Estrella, who was doing what he's told. And anybody who works in this place who Bill Belichick told to do something would do it because he controls every aspect of this team from top to bottom to the most minute detail and minutia.
Yeah, and I think Belichick might have to serve probably a game suspension.
I'm not in a ticket meeting. Sure you're not.
But,
you have a representative there.
I just think most teams in the NFL are like smart enough to put some guy in the stand, pay him, give him a game ticket, you know, popcorn, whatever you have to do to get it one.
Well, then that's what the Patriots should be doing, not doing it on the sideline.
They should have been doing it, but I just think there's just a culture of success. They've done it for so long, and I just think it's a hypocrisy that there's a stupid rule out there that no one's following, so they're going to point it out to the league.
All right, well, thanks for the call, John.
Well, they pointed it out to the league, and now they're looking at losing a high draft pick and possibly their coach.
I'm not buying the whole thing that their motive was to point it out to the league. I'm not buying that at all. I don't know how you guys feel. I'm pretty sure I know how you guys feel. But I just don't think that it makes any sense for them to take it upon themselves to point it out to the league. If you really know and you have proof, show the proof.
Right.
Wouldn't you do what the Jets did?
Why embarrass yourself by getting caught?
That's why there's some details we may never know, the hows, the whys, the exact reasoning
but
here.
But, Andy, don't you think, okay, he wants to point it out to the league. Wouldn't he do what Mangini did and turn the Jets in? You know what I mean? Like, obviously he knows Mangini's probably doing the same thing he is. So if he wanted to prove this to the league and get someone caught for it, wouldn't he have just done what Mangini did and called the league and said, listen, some guy's going to be on the sideline with a video camera?
Let me ask you this as a total offshoot of this. Does Mangini and maybe a Romeo Crennel have any questions to answer in terms of what they may have known when they were here and what they're doing now?
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Yeah.
I think everybody who's coached here and moved on, you know, Nick, is it a coincidence that Nick Saban comes from the same tree and is the most local one that we've heard of lately with the Dolphins? I don't think so. I mean, when you cheat, that's what I said. I think it all comes down the tree.
Romeo needs new cameras. It ain't working for him. He stinks.
You know,
so
totally off subject, by the way. Have you ever remembered a time where the starting quarterback in week one was traded?
No, it's the first time it ever happened, according to StatSync or something.
Well, you know who's doing backflips? Cowboys fans. They got the Browns' first-round draft pick. That could be a top-three pick now. Like I said on draft day, great trade by Jerry Jones.
Once I explained it to you, you were on board.
We'll get to the emails in just a second. I promise, webradiopages.com, because they're flying in. But you bring up, you know, do they have questions to answer, Eric Mangina, Romeo Cornell. But how do we know exactly who knows what here?
Well, that's the thing.
I tend to believe the players that they didn't really know the details of what's going on.
I do as well, because it doesn't make again.
Why get them involved?
Right.
This might be another one of these dumb things to make an assumption here, because if you're making assumptions, you certainly would assume they wouldn't be so brazen about it as to have the guy evidently close enough to taste Mangini's gum.
Well, that's a bit of there's been conflicting reports which sideline he was on. There's supposedly a photo that he's on the Jets sideline, then he's on the other sideline. Tom? Okay. Tom Silent gave me the no. can I get to the emails now?
Well, I was just saying, go ahead. I forget.
Mangini's.
We were cooking there for 42 minutes. Suddenly he's giving me the stop sign when it looks like you wanted to talk, and you're going,
you taste Mangini's gum? Did that get you somehow?
I remembered I had to tell you something about something.
Off the air?
Yep.
Okay, good. Anyway, let's...
was him mixing a salad.
The first email, P.S.
Oh, the players. The players.
You said Mangini looked good. I don't think he looked
good.
Oh,
I think he lost significant weight.
Really?
Maybe upwards of 50 pounds.
Oh, maybe he's on that Dan Marino thing.
I thought he lost weight. I don't know how much.
Significant weight. I think he mixed
in
a salad.
The players, I agree
with
you guys. It doesn't make any sense to let them know. That's what
I was going
to say.
It's kind of like that thing, Paul, when you're going to court, and like in The Godfather, when he didn't want anyone to know where he was because they could be subpoenaed.
Right.
So why tell the players and have them know more than they need to know?
But is it possible that the assistants aren't involved? I mean, I think they would know,
that's
but
the
aren't necessarily
assistants.
Openly involved.
Well, they would have to know, because when you're taking the stuff, you got to be going over it with your assistants.
But
right?
He'd be doing it all himself.
There's a difference between sort of knowing what's going on. You don't know exactly how Bill got it.
Right.
Maybe you're giving Bill credit for more. Wow, he watched that coach's film, and he got all of that from that coach's film? He is great at breaking down film like nobody. I mean, I don't necessarily believe it, but isn't that plausible that he knows more about this than most people?
Now,
that
I'm
it's
glad
a
you brought that
couple
up,
person.
Because I think you got to go back to Steve Belichick, the late Steve Belichick, and when
do?
Bill Belichick was breaking down film at the age of 9, evidently he had illegal cameras doing it, and he had access to stuff that not everybody else had.
Wow,
so I
really
think it's
are
all
going
a,
back.
It's all a sham.
At least with Rodney, we only went back to San Diego.
Well, I'll tell you one thing: if the Chargers win this week, that locker room, that's going to be standing room only when they pop off.
Can you imagine what they're going to be like if they win?
First email is not a great one, but I'll read it anyway. P.S., second name. I think Bellygate is better than Videogate.
Okay.
Steelers and steroids. There's a whole story on Steelers and steroids. Cook. Oh, Cook. Isn't that our boy who wrote the Belichick story yesterday? Wasn't he Cook?
Oh, MSNBC?
I don't know, but there's a story here.
I think we all would agree on that.
Steelers are guilty like Bonds.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, Spygate. Gentlemen, we need to hear from Cleveland Brown head coach Romeo Crennel. Did we cheat during our three Super Bowl runs? Disheartened longtime fan Bill. Disheartened. I'm interested
in
the way these people are
saying
this.
That's a word that has been prevalent in a lot of those emails.
Yeah.
Disheartened, disillusioned.
But, I don't think Romeo's going to sell Bill down the river.
I don't think
but,
so either.
Now, I saw something about Charlie Weiss where he said he was laughing and saying, I called those guys and I made a couple phone calls saying, thanks for taking the heat off. It was weird.
He was joking about this?
Yeah, if anyone out there saw the whole thing.
He didn't even think it was as serious as
But if anyone out there saw what Charlie Weiss said, can you please email in? Because he was joking and he was laughing about it and stuff. And I didn't quite get the whole premise.
Well, I mean, we have a defensive end, we got two tight ends, and we don't touch the motherfucker.
Oh, hey now.
Where's that from?
If I was Charlie, I wouldn't be laughing about anything.
No.
Get the off the field!
He swears a lot, though. That's
what
I'd be doing more of, swearing at my players and myself. Anyway, Paul McGilvray. Guys, it's obvious that a whole can of worms has opened up here. It boils down to this. We need proof. proof. The league has proof. Visual, documented, or otherwise. Of course, past championships in football, hockey, baseball, to some degree, is tarnished. You'd be naive to think otherwise. Someone cheated somehow to some degree. In this situation, they have proof, so that proof needs to be evaluated against the rules. The NFL has done that and definitely declared they broke the rules.
Yes.
All we're waiting for now is the punishment.
And Adam Schefter said it's beyond a shadow of a doubt from what he's heard. So
that is how it always should have been, is, and should be going forward. If Belichick broke the rules, he needs to be held accountable. Fair is fair. Anything else is just hearsay. Oh, boy. I delete one and seven come in.
But
this is amazing.
Here's the thing, though.
How
many other teams have gone over tapes and stuff and have sent them to the league? See, we know about the Jets.
But that's what I said. You got to be careful there if you're cheating.
But I'm not. I'm just asking how many people have done it. Maybe he has more things at his disposal, Goodell. We don't know yet. We won't know until he comes out and says
something. Sort of like the Michael Vick thing. More and more comes out every day, and all of a sudden it ends up with a guy looking really bad.
Right.
Does any of this bother you guys in terms of football in general? Like the enjoyment that you get from watching football, period.
I think
to find out that this is so prevalent and teams are always, you know, trying to cheat to, like,
always kind of thought it.
I didn't think it was to this extent. I thought it was always, you know, you're game planning, you're watching films, and you're trying to get trends and whatnot from.
Well, I didn't
know
personnel. That they videotape. Like,
I don't even like the whole scouting aspect. I think you should just play. To me, it's, you know, I'll use the emailer's word. It's
all right. We
got to
stop talking, guys, because we have a
you
ton
have an
of emails.
Hour and 15 minutes.
And Gary,
emails. Relax.
Just so you know, I got like 40 emails here, and Gary's telling me start at the bottom with guns that came in yesterday. So we got to get moving. Boom, boom,
now,
boom.
You do what you want.
Holy
you
Rama Chandran Karthikan.
This is a.
Oh yeah. We got to go to another call. Wayne in Florida.
Gary doesn't run this
get
show.
To your points and make them good. Wayne, go.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's up?
Nothing. I saw the clip. He was laughing and joking and said, you know, it takes the heat off. I made a couple phone calls, but I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole, basically.
So he was just saying it was taking the heat off of him, he meant, like at Notre Dame?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the way I interpreted it. I don't know what the calls were, though. I didn't understand that part of it.
Yeah, that's the part that confused me.
Well, maybe did he say he made calls?
Yeah,
he said I called them.
He said I made a couple of calls.
I can see Charlie a lot like Andy Hart being a jerk. He's a guy at his lowest moment and calls to make fun of him.
Yeah, probably. He just said, I'm not touching that one. Not even going near it. So, evidently, I don't know.
The situation grows.
He was there. If it was going on before, he was there. So what does that say?
I agree. He was cheating
back then, so he's better.
But he's on the other side now. He's not the one in the spotlight right now. One caught red-handed was Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots.
That's true. Now, I'm not going to argue that one.
All right, Wayne. Thanks for the update.
Yep, thanks,
Wayne. This is Karthik. I know you must now be reading loads of emails with Harrison's steroids, Randy Moss's heroics, and the videotapings. All I need to ask is this. How much of a truth is it that they are doing malpractices, or if it is not, they're a league-wide hatredism against the Patriots? It's not just Jets. We also hear Packers and Lions of all 32 teams complain that we are recording their signals. Frankly, what do we gain by taping Packers and Lions maybe teach how not to coach? On a serious note, I was listening to Tomlinson repeatedly screaming on the NFL Network that he doesn't seem surprised, and he is. First of all, he wasn't screaming.
No,
I saw
he was laughing.
Right, he was chuckling. It was so low that I couldn't hear it when they played it on the taping of our TV show yesterday. It was so quiet. He doesn't seem surprised, and he has heard the Patriots have done so many of these things. I also read in a blog which tells Bill has a better record in New England only because of this. Come on, guys. Isn't Tom Brady, Rodney Harrison, Teddy Bruschi, Troy Brown, Richard Seymour, and Ty Law sounded talent enough to beat teams around this league? I do not understand why this
That's
is getting
what we're asking.
Into a vendetta against the Pats. Is it jealousy, or is there some scent of truth? Well, there's more than a scent of truth. The commissioner
but
has
this,
rules.
But this emailer is kind of like, he's going against his point.
Right.
We're asking the same thing. If they're that talented and they have the best quarterback and the best coach in football, why are they wasting time stealing signals from the Packers, who they beat 38-0 anyway?
By the way, it's so entertaining to watch Moss and Brady in sync, scared to see Indy playing so good. Oh, cheating. This is from Keith.
Before you get to that,
this is pissed off Pats fan in Florida.
I have a theory about the Lions and the Packers in particular, and that is that Bill, and he's talked about this a little bit in the past, the teams that he has the toughest time with are the ones that he doesn't see. So those are NFC teams that even though they're not very good, he's not quite as familiar with them. So I'm not as surprised to find out that those would be two teams that he specifically was worried about getting signals and doing anything to get an edge on.
I have a theory. He does it every single week for every single game.
Well, I think that
and
as well.
Somewhere,
now.
Locked in a box, he has a library of every single tape and can always use that as a resource when he needs to go back to,
and
when that coordinator jumps ship to another team, when they play him in the postseason, whatever it may be.
And, Andy, we should mention something. We heard on EEI yesterday, the Big O kept saying how they change all their signals every week. From the players that I've heard speak publicly, that's not necessarily true.
No,
they change some of the things. They go back to some.
Right. They like
so,
they might rotate them, or they might change. Say you got 20 of them, they might change 6 or 8.
Right.
Keep a bunch of them
so
the same.
So that's not correct that they change it every week. That's wrong.
Right. I believe that is to be wrong too. Keith on cheating. I just want to share my thoughts on Videogate. It appears the Pats are in fact guilty, according to league officials. They say Goodell wants heads, possibly a first-round pick or picks, and a fine. Wow. This incident has really escalated into something very serious. It has got Pete Rose status. Now, I don't think I've heard that, by the way, on the radio, a comparison to what Pete Rose did to the game and what this could have done to the game in this time. Now, I don't think they'll ban BB from coaching, but this is huge. I've seen it on ESPN, CNN, even on my local news channel in Florida, not to mention all over the Internet.
Wow.
Unfortunately, as a lifetime Pats fan for over 30 years, the Patriot dynasty will forever be tarnished by this scandal. How could BB be so dumb? What poor judgment by BB and the Pats organization. At least if they're going to spy, do it from the stands. With all the electronics out there, it would be just as easy and not against the rules. This is like robbing a bank without a mask and giving the teller your picture and address. I'm trying not to jump the gun, but if the Pats have to forfeit multiple picks and maybe a first rounder or both after the sacrifice made to trade away one of the first rounders last year to have it taken away this year. I don't know what that is. If I wasn't a Pats fan, I'd be laughing my ass off now instead of mad as hell for destroying the well-respected Patriots legacy that we used to have, past tense. Some may say cheating is part of the game, and I have no problem with that. But don't be stupid and do it in the open like this. Oh, and tell Rodney to use a fake name next time, will you? Thank you for allowing me to vent and reading this, if you do. Pissed off Pats fan in Florida. We read it, and we understand that you're pissed off, and there's a lot like you.
I'll tell you what, if they take 2 first-round draft picks, not only will I be stunned beyond comprehension, that would be a massive blow in all this.
I'm stunned.
So basically you're upset, not that they cheated, but that they got caught.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's what I took from that. Next up, subject heading, Michael Felger's comments on Randy Moss, and this is from San Chi, which is spelled X-A-N-C-H-Y. Long-time listener, first-time email.
Thanks, Joe Castiglione.
That's Adam Hizdu, H-Y-Z-D-U. First off, love the show, and you guys, of course. Usually, I sit back and enjoy the show, but what bothers me is Michael Felger.
He bothers us, too.
I remember a show back when he came on, and all he can say is Randy Moss is a dog, and that how he hates him and will never want him on his team, blah, blah, blah. Now, after the all-world performance he wants to make love to the guy. I really hate writers like him. Well, people in general. Give the guy a chance to prove himself before passing judgment. Why can't he just show up and say he was wrong about Moss in any of his articles or show? That's all. At least have some class and save face. There, just want to get that out. Keep up the good work, guys. It's going to be a great year. Well, it was going to be.
he showed up. He just changed his argument
right.
And said that he didn't
He's
say
a
that.
Fraud. Okay, we have Salt in Orlando
this
next up on the
definite
phone.
Definite record for phone calls.
Salt, record-breaking callers here. What's your opinion on Videogate 2007?
Oh, man, I have no opinion. I think I have opinion on Bill Belichick.
What's that?
Okay.
I love the guy, but I read his statement online and the part where he says, I want to apologize. I mean, that's a cop-out, man. He's, like, admitting guilty. I mean, he should have never done that.
Well, I think he's been proven guilty. That's why he did that. They had him red-handed. That's why he met with the commissioner.
I would have waited for the league's comment on it all,
I
would have apologized.
But Saul, I think he already, yeah. I'm sure the league probably told
yeah.
him
yeah.
what they
met
have.
With Goodell.
He met
so
with Goodell,
Goodell
and Goodell told him, I got you. You did this.
So he kind of already knows what's coming, I think. We don't, but he does.
This is not like a legal kind of matter where, Bill's statement could come back and haunt them later. To quote Bill here, the hay's in the barn. This is all over. It's over. They have what they needed to have to find the Patriots guilty in this thing.
Okay, so if we get pick taken away, How high do you think it's going to be? First day?
First day.
Definitely first day.
Maybe first round.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's going to involve more than that. Maybe money or something else.
I thought second and fourth originally, but for everything I'm hearing now,
first.
I wouldn't be doubting a first rounder.
First round pick. I think Goodell wants to squash it. He doesn't like where it's
going. They could take the Patriots. We'll keep the 49ers.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure there's going to be a lot of negotiating going on here. I don't think Roger Goodell negotiates. He dictates. And he's going to tell Bill what he thinks. And this might be a four. You know, Bill has had a lot of success maybe bullying people in the past. I don't think Roger Goodell is going to be bullied by Bill Belichick.
He's not dealing with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo.
Sorry to crush your day, Salt. See you, though.
Take it easy, guys.
Take care.
You know what I think is, like Salt said, I can't believe he apologized. All I was thinking about is, you know that song, Say It Wasn't You? My girl caught me red-handed on the bathroom
wasn't
floor.
Me.
Wasn't me.
Yeah.
No, I see you. It's you. That's what Goodell is basically saying. It was you. And Bill goes,
I can see you.
Okay.
It was me.
Hey, nice, Gary. You're the best. Why do you have that already?
This guy's got everything. He's got every song
Say It
ever,
Wasn't You. All right.
Ever recorded.
You could make an opening with that, couldn't you? Maybe put together some of Bill's audio from today. And I'm looking forward to that on, what's tomorrow, Thursday? We'll all be here. John in L.A. Taping on the jets over there.
Did you get that?
So do I have to go through it again, Gary?
Oh, wow. This one I like, for the love of God, and I don't think it has anything to do with the cheating, but how effing stupid is Felger? Does he not think you guys tape your broadcasts? You know, the ones where he repeatedly refers to Moss as a dog? Not that he was dogging it, like he now gutlessly claims, but actually using the phrase, he's a dog. Honestly, I realize he's a disingenuous piece of Jose Offerman-level junk, but how can he insult people's intelligence like this? Felge, it's not like we have to dig through the innards of a computer or call some satellite company, do some Matrix-ish backtrace. It's probably still on my freaking iTunes, he didn't use the hyphen here. Effing neo-frat boy poor man's Craig Kilborn? Take your lumps like a big boy next time, asshat.
I don't think there's any question about it.
Well, I like the poor man's Craig Kilborn there.
He's wrong. He didn't say he's a dog. He says he's a
D-O-G dog.
He actually spelled it out so you would know.
Michael Goodwin checking in. Mike from Raymond, New Hampshire. I must admit I had a sick feeling in my stomach thinking the Pats had cheated at all. I feel that with the talent on this team, we would not have to do that. I am a man of integrity and do not condone any dishonesty at all. I love this team and will never stop following them, but I hope they will never resort to this again if found guilty. It's just bad sportsmanship. You know what? I'm a little bit of a contradiction.
No kidding.
Well, no. Listen, hear me out for a quick second.
Light dawns.
I say I'm okay with cheating in football. It's part of the game. I would take steroids. But you know what I did at Walmart, Home Depot the other day? Accidentally walked out with a grill brush and a grill pad.
Don't tell me you
got all the way to my car, and Dieter goes, "Oh yeah, let's just go." And I go, "No, I'm going back."
You are some kind of douche.
$6.22 I couldn't steal.
I try to steal the Snapples underneath the cart. when you put the Snapples under
there. And they got like a laser or something that tells you check under cart, check under.
You know
I feel kind of good about myself.
I did that about 3 weeks ago. I got two of my 12-packs of Pepsi that I had in the cart underneath, and I didn't pay for them. I forgot.
You can get
so now I've now shoplifted with my two sons.
Well, three out of every 10 times you can get away with that. So try that at the store. Put your stuff at the bottom. 3 out of every 10 times you can get away with it.
So while I am okay with cheating, I didn't cheat. I could have stole, but I didn't.
And then you just give it the, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
Oh, yeah, totally forgot about it.
Jason from Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada. Isn't that kind of redundant? All the lakes in Canada must be cold. No, it's north of freaking anywhere. Hey, gang, and Mr. Steele, it's been a while.
Mr. Geography shows up.
These stories lately are getting stranger by the minute. A, Rodney Harrison using HGH. B, according to Pro Football Talk, Roger Goodell concluded the New England Patriots violated league rules. Blah, blah, blah. C, according to Pro Football Talk, this has moved well beyond rumors of Pro Football Talk, just so you know. It's now like CNN. Rumor suspicion regarding Patriots defensive linemen wearing microphones to capture offensive line calls and quarterback audibles. That I hadn't heard. That's what the Dolphins apparently did. Then at halftime.
Is that illegal?
I would think, but I don't know.
You can't mic up. So what's the difference between like Ray Lewis being mic'd? Is that because the team doesn't have access
to
that audio?
Well, the other team's not using it, right. Yeah.
I think that belongs to like ESPN, right?
Then at halftime would line up video and audio so they would have the calls for the – I think that would be really hard to do that quickly. What's halftime, 12 minutes?
Yeah.
I think that would be hard to do. I'm not saying I'm okay with it or whatever, but I think it would be difficult to really get a lot out of that. I have a few problems figuring this last one out.
Andy, let me just add a quick question here. What if someone's staying in there?
Yeah, someone's recording it as it's going on.
And then in the third quarter, is like they they're doing it at halftime. The team comes back out, and someone radios out to Bill, I got everything.
And there are other reports that people have used video cameras, whether the Patriots are now or not, and had it sent to a coach's box so it was, like, immediate. So coaches upstairs could be analyzing
it. It's almost like someone's sitting there, some techie is sitting there, like, you know, as it's happening. Okay, this, and this, I can probably match that up with this, and this, and Bill's going to know what that means.
Is it feasible to think that the team could effectively collect all of that information, figure out what was going on, and then implement it to their advantage before the start of the second half? That's what we just discussed. I'm not sure. Do they, the Pats organization, think that in doing this, that none of these defensive players that had the alleged microphones wouldn't share this info with the league or the next time they join? I have a hard time believing that the Patriots, as an organization, are that stupid to think that they could keep this type of thing under wraps. That's another issue. Keeping this under wraps, depending on who knows about these types of things, as players come and go, you know, Ty Law, you don't think he might be chirping? Yeah. Willie
McGinnis? That's why I don't think the players know, and that's why I asked you about the microphone stuff. That doesn't make
a lot
of sense.
That's another good point about the players, because you get a guy like Ty Law, you know he's not going to keep his mouth
shut. He doesn't give
up. But that's anybody. Forget about Ty.
He might, because he might say, they might want me back at some point.
That was totally taken out of context.
But players come and go every year. Now, you have a reasonable chance to keep a coaching staff together. Mm-hmm. So I understand that some people have to know, but you have no chance of keeping a team together.
But, Paul, even so with the coaches, you can do that code crap, like when Parcells wouldn't go after Vinatieri, blah, blah, blah. As we said yesterday, we think Belichick would have taken Vinatieri in a second, so we don't necessarily think he goes by that.
The last thing he asked about Pro Football Talk is relatively reliable. They don't make any bones about it.
Tom Casale's commentary.
They throw rumors out there. They admit to throwing rumors out there. But the issue is a lot of times those rumors end up being true.
Would you agree that they don't hit a lot on Patriot rumors? It seems like those kind
Well, they didn't
things,
have any forever. He was on this show, and he admitted he didn't have good connections.
Right, you don't
here.
Get a lot of Patriot rumors.
Not a lot of Patriots, not a lot of Patriot stuff on that site, period.
Right.
And most of what is on that site is very positive Patriot stuff.
Our boy PJ chiming in. Hey, guys, just a couple of odds and ends. First of all, Andy Hart spent 3 weeks defending his position of it being more likely that the Pats go 0-2 than 2-0. And then what happens? He picks the Pats both weeks. Go figure. Also, I don't think too much of the whole sign-stealing thing. It doesn't tarnish the Pats' legacy in my mind, but because they were warned, the Patriots deserve whatever punishment is given to them. I don't care that BB acts arrogant at times and gets under people's skin, but if it costs us draft picks, then it was a dumb thing to do, and BB should be called on the carpet for it.
See, this
also,
let me just interrupt for a second. And PJ is just the latest that has thought like this, and it seems to me that people that are upset are more upset about the potential that we're going to lose draft picks. I mean, who cares? I mean, you either have a problem with this or you don't.
Or you're
really,
torn like me.
I'm sorry, but a draft pick is just not that big a deal. It's just a draft pick. It's 1 year. I mean, how much were you affected by losing a draft pick when you got Belichick in the first place? A year later, a year later, you won the Super Bowl. I mean, who cares about a draft
pick?
How'd
you do that?
Well, that's would be my issue if I was, you know.
This is the same thing, by the way. I think those are fair. Like, they might be called cheap shots coming from me because I do them all the time.
These are the things
but
that people are saying.
But that's fair now. That's open season.
Yeah, and believe us, we're not taking shots. We're repeating things that people are talking about nationally and locally. I mean, we had a huge media contingent in the house today. This is what people are talking about. How much of the success is now tarnished, and that's that we'll probably never know. There's no way to quantify it.
Also, Fred asked yesterday about the new show, so I have to say that the Patriots Today show is great. More Accra. Is that how you say it? Accra? 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 And less B-low equals good ratings. Finally, I want to ask Tom what he thinks about Nebraska's chances versus USC this week. I'm not counting on a win, but I'm hoping to keep it close in Lincoln. Later, guys. Go Pats. P.S. I saw that Jamie Duke show last night. What a piece of crap that is. That is almost as boring as Craig's phone calls. Two shots at
Craig. Eat it, Craig. I love Nebraska's chances this week. I think that's going to be a heck of a competitive game just because Nebraska's played two pretty tough games in or not two pretty tough games. They've played two games, and USC hasn't played anybody. They played Idaho. It was like a scrimmage. So I think just being ready, they'll be a little bit more ready than USC and stick around. I think they'll cover. I don't think they'll win.
You're now giving out free advice? I thought emailers had to send us something for your advice.
Like iPods.
Oh, he's a Nebraska fan.
Passwords,
anything. He was just wondering what I thought.
Lunch.
I think in Nebraska night that they can stick with them.
Didn't Nebraska have a tough game against the reasonably subpar opponent?
At Wake Forest.
No, didn't they have another the first week? Didn't they have a tough game?
No, they destroyed Nevada.
What was the score at the half of that game?
I don't know. I just know they won.
Maybe I saw an early score. Cause
early on, it was
close. They struggled for a while in that game.
Yeah,
I know they beat Wake Forest, but that was without Skinner, so.
I just think the game's
Riley Skinner didn't play, right?
Right. I think it's going to be relatively close.
All right, we're going to keep rolling through these emails. Russell Doucette, a slice of surveillance is the subject. Hey, guys, great show yesterday. Tom and Andy are without question the heavy hitters of this team. Also, good to have Frank show up. Perillo too tired from his time on the Big Show to hang with the underlings?
Absolutely.
First off, I want to clear up my meaning about the new chicky babe on the video cast. Well, you have a new meaning by calling her the new chicky babe. I should have said straight out of Medford. She looks like once she heats up, the sky's the limit for fun. And
stop.
Should I not be reading this?
I had to
reread
these. I didn't read all of his email yesterday.
I should have started probably now. On to football. I nominate Merrill Hodge to be shot. He was saying the Patriots should forfeit the championships. Is this guy for real? Do you think Thomas may get moved back to outside linebacker this week?
That's kind of
a big jump there. They take away championships and you care who's playing outside linebacker? What about the Merrill Hodge thing? Any chance anything of that level comes down?
That's college. You can't do that in the pros.
That's stupid.
Is that like kneeling on kickoffs? That's college. Cordell's Hobbs.
I'll leave it to the A-teamers. You guys can discuss
it. No, that's stupid. No one's given up any championships or anything. Then it's just like Barry Bonds giving up the record. You'd have to go back and tell me that everybody who's ever hit that many home runs wasn't on steroids.
Well, how about a little less? People have been saying they should forfeit the first game.
I don't think so.
No. You know why?
What the hell would Vegas do?
Well, first of all, the Jets couldn't beat them in a million years. So let's just say that right now. The Jets could never beat the Patriots. If it was the Colts and they won by one, I'm just saying last week.
Oh, it was a close game at half until they got a chance to look at the surveillance tapes.
That's true.
Do you think Dave Thomas, not Dave Thomas, Adalius Thomas may move back to outside linebacker this week?
I don't think so, because Vrabel had about 35 sacks at outside linebackers. So.
I am anticipating that happening at some point, and we'll have no idea. All of a sudden he's going to be outside.
You know what I think it'll be?
So.
Indianapolis.
Yeah,
could be. It would be nice to have his speed off the edge to seal off Tomlinson's runs to the outside, which is what I talked about earlier when we had this whole argument. I said guys like Tomlinson, if they get the edge, they take it to the house. And that's why I want the guy with more athleticism on the edge. Now, in theory, you could say, okay, he's in the middle field, he can chase him down, but I want him on the edge making
plays. I would
say
that, probably not like that, but I probably could say that.
What?
Oh, okay, he's on the inside.
I look forward to our gazelles running wild and free over Jammer and the other inept secondary personnel of San Diego. It's so nice to have real receivers and not the high school guys we had last year. So when Troy and Chad Jackson come off PUP, who goes? Thanks for the great show, Russell. The only ones I care who cheat are those who wear the stripes.
You know, it's
as long as the officials don't cheat, he's okay with it.
It's funny because I remember all the emailers that we got last year during the season saying how we had high school wide receivers.
Yeah, I was just going to say
that. I remember all those emails that were saying that.
Talking about why are you guys getting
why are we dogging Richey Caldwell?
Look at Caldwell's career numbers. Look at Gaffney's career numbers. He played on a bad team in Houston, and they stink.
All right. You guys are all worked
but I would
up
agree,
over the receivers.
I would agree that that's a huge edge for the Patriots in this Sunday night's game.
But did you see Gaffney on the
second
field?
Oh, there's a game this week?
Did you see Gaffney on the field with real receivers, though? I mean, he is what he is, a fourth receiver. You know what I mean? Like, let's stop making him out to be something he isn't.
I agree.
Do you think that one of those guys goes if Troy and or Chad
comes
off PUP?
It's hard to project.
I mean, assuming
everybody's healthy and nothing, anything. Well, I think Troy, yeah. I don't think you put Troy on IR for the year. I just don't see that or cutting him. I think if he's healthy, somebody goes.
But it won't necessarily be a receiver either.
Well, I think it would be.
No, I'm just saying it wouldn't necessarily
happen. J-Bar, Gaffney.
But I'm just saying it doesn't have to be. They only have five receivers, so it's not out of the realm that they have six. Right? Whereas I wouldn't think they would ever have seven.
Right.
You're right. Both guys.
Wait, I just had a rethought the topic. I just remembered Chad Brown is on the roster. Chad Brown goes when Troy Brown's healthy.
Could be. No offense,
if Chad.
If both guys come back,
I'm
though,
afraid
it could
snakes.
Be it, probably Gaffney.
You ready?
Yeah.
Move on. Whew! Jason Dubiel, embarrassment. These latest events are just the beginning. In my opinion, the Chargers will walk over us this weekend simply because of the fact that this is a major distraction, regardless if the players claim it isn't. All the more motivation for the Chargers, too. I really feel bad for all the players that put in so much hard work day in and day out, 12 hours a day, in fact. Thanks a lot, Patriots coaches. Way to really taint the Patriot image, because now everyone will discredit everything they have done. The worst part of it is Kraft probably not knowing about this going on, and if he did, why allow it to happen again? If we are really as good as everyone makes us out to be, why do something so stupid? Not to mention how obvious it was. An employee dressed in Patriots gear taping is pretty damn obvious. Great job, Belichick. We as fans also suffer from this, and I'm not embarrassed to be a Patriots fan. It was nice having one... It was nice having one off-season spending spree on some major talent. It will also be the last, as there won't be any more big-name players wanting to join this team now.
Jeez.
Jason and PA.
Jason is not happy. You know what this
show... Well, I agree with him on the players thing. Now, as a player, you're doing your job. You didn't know that something they gave you may or may not have been gotten by these means, and they're going to potentially discredit what you've done to help build a good football team.
Right. That's, you know what this show needs today? Fred Kirsch. And his cockamamie theories.
Right. He would have a couple of those.
Yeah.
But I heard one this morning driving in, and a caller called in and said, you know, everybody universally has picked the Patriots as the overwhelming favorite, right? There's been no even shred of negativity to hold on to. So now Bill did this to create some adversity and to have, you know, people doubt them, and now he can say, they think that we just cheated to get all our success, and that's the rallying cry.
And you know what?
That's a Fred Kirsch rally. Yeah, that's a
then your team's
Fred
not
Kirsch.
That good. If you have to do that kind of crap to win, then your team's not that good. In my opinion, they're the best team in football. You don't need to do that.
This next one is from somebody, Kent in Washington, D.C., PFW in Progress, Videogate. Hey, guys, I'm a rabid Pats fan. Love your show. Listen habitually. In reference to the Videogate scandal, I think a majority of people are missing the key point. That is, the evidence only indicates that the Patriots violated the NFL policy at the game that occurred on September 9th, 2007. Is this guy a lawyer? No concrete evidence exists to suggest that they did similar actions on any other occurrences.
Well, how does he know?
First of all, it does. They kicked the same kid off the field in Green Bay. He put up a stink, kept taping from the tunnel, apparently. I mean, that's on the record.
By the way, this is all fact.
Right.
This isn't hearsay.
No.
This is all stuff that Roger Goodell weighed into his decision to find fault for the Patriots. And when other teams come out and say that this happened, the Jets are the only ones that followed through. That's the only difference here. If the Jets hadn't followed through, it would just be another one.
And last we heard, the Bills had suspected it, and they were going over tapes. How do you know they didn't find the same guy, and now Goodell has those tapes? You don't know what he has.
And you don't think it was a logical thing for Green Bay to say, well, yeah, we kicked this guy off the sideline, and we had the tape, and we knew what he was doing, but we lost the game 35-0, and we didn't want to embarrass ourselves any further. Because obviously that's not why they lost that day. You know, when you lose 35-0, but... I'll tell you one thing that I have keep ringing in my mind is when I read Tom's opposing views every week, Andy, it seems like there's at least one guy who says something along the lines of, it was like they knew what we were doing.
Right.
Every week.
Right.
Here's my lead.
Kerry Rhodes said it this week.
Al Harris said it against Green Bay.
Yep.
I mean, every single week someone says something along those lines, which is the lead to my column if I was writing it. Patriots opponents have thought that they knew it was coming. Evidently, they did.
I skip a whole long paragraph that says basically we're all idiots and show our ignorance if we think there's a track record here or whatever. It's false. Whatever. Finish up with, this incident does nothing to tarnish the team's accomplishments on any other day than September 9th, 2007. However, if guilty, I do believe the Patriots should be punished. I believe draft picks and or fines are appropriate and possibly suspension of that individual from league games for a time. If they repeat this violation, then the penalty should be increased. Just my humble opinion. Kent in D.C.
Well, Kent, I just think you're misguided because we haven't made up anything. We are stating facts, and I believe Andy is correct. When the Michael Vick situation came out, it was kind of, there it is. And I'm afraid to say this, but more facts are going to start coming out, and it's only going to get worse.
Your loyalty is compelling, but it's also useless.
And let's be honest. In terms of Roger Goodell protecting his actual game, the game of football, the contest that happened every Sunday, this has a far greater effect on his league than any Michael Vick of killing dogs. That tells me Michael Vick is a terrible human being. He's involved with a lot of bad stuff, but that doesn't affect what he does on the field on Sundays. This affects every game the Patriots are in if they're cheating. That affects the veracity of your league. I mean, people can bring into question, well, what am I watching? Is this game on the up and up? It's like a referee cheating. It's the same thing. You don't know what the playing field is.
And I understand why Patriots fans feel like this. You know, we all do. But the fact of the matter is, it's all fair game now. And no one wants to think the unthinkable, that that the three Super Bowl titles weren't on the up and up. But this is all fair game now, because this is not a one-time thing.
No.
This is not a one-time thing, and it's not our opinion that it's not a one-time thing. It's a fact that it wasn't the first time.
Right.
Roger Goodell said as much.
Right.
Or he
and
is
even,
in the process
some of these cases have been squished because people didn't want to be sore losers. The Green Bay Packers said
that's what I'm saying.
They didn't kick our butt that day because of it, but they did it. It's still cheating.
Imagine if I said that after, you know.
Well, Gary was pointing out an email to me. He tells me to start at the beginning, and now obviously he finds a funny one that he wants me to jump into the middle of.
Why do you got to come down on Gary?
Gary's the best. He is the best in the business. I'll say it now. I'll always say it. He is the best. Has the Kool-Aid gone sour? Questions somebody.
What's the matter with
Holy Murray? Moses. Well, he spells it C-O-O-L, not K-O-L. It's different. It's just different, Paul. Is it just me, or has ESPN become the Fox News of sports? Your show puts that network to shame. Your football analysis yesterday was excellent. Then Fred showed up.
As long as they don't wake up next to dead women or little kids, they're okay in my book.
Now, wait a minute. The Jets video director is Steve Scarnecchia, who served as the Patriots video staff from 2001 to 2004.
We saw
the son
before the game, Andy.
A Patriots assistant, Dante Scarnecchia. You guys mentioned it was Brian Daboll, who was with the Pats last year, who pointed Estrella out. Actually, Fred Kirsch mentioned that. I'd like to separate myself a little bit from that.
Yes.
I'll keep that with Fred. He's got more good standing with the crafts around here. If he's such a genius, you know Mangini knew what was going on. So what is really going on here? Is the entire league being pulled into a pissing match between Bill Belichick and Manginius? Why didn't the other teams that are now coming out saying the Pats did the same thing to them call the Pats out when the Pats were videotaping them last year? Is there a certain percentage of teams that are thinking, oh, poop, cat's out of the bag, nice going, Mangenius and Grumpy BB, thanks for blowing it for the rest of us, buttholes?
Well, I just think more teams now, I think he's
Fred
right.
Would have sworn there was about, yeah.
I think some teams just didn't want to come out with it because that's maybe some kind of code or
right.
Something, and the Jets just said, screw that, these guys are cheating, here you go, and now other teams, it's kind of like, and I don't want to compare it to that. But
I think it's also the point about the Green Bay thing. I think it's logical that when you lose 35-0, the last thing in the world you want to do is cry foul.
Right. The Jets don't care about crying foul.
Right. The Jets feel like, you know, hey, I knew they were doing this. We were told specifically before the start of the season not to do it. And now here they are right here in our faces just openly mocking us. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know that we know that they do it, and here they are doing it right in front of us, and that was probably too much for them to take.
More Florio rumors, possibility that they were set up by the competition committee because the competition committee, which has endorsed the use of radio receivers in the helmet of defensive player, wants to use the Patriots situation as impetus for getting the additional two votes necessary to pass that rule. I think we could lead to that. I think that could be a result at some point. You can't steal signals if they don't have to use them. You go like offense, you just cover your mouth and you talk to the defensive player. But I think we're getting beyond the issue here if we think the competition committee is setting up
and
the Patriots.
The reason why I never go to that website. I just think
I love it.
I know
love
you
that
do.
Stuff.
I don't. I think it's stupid.
Just what is so bad about having a receiver in the defensive player's helmet anyways? I don't really know.
The point of that, I think the problem they had with that, it was limiting it to one guy. And on defense, generally, a lot of players aren't three-down players, and that was one of the issues that, you know, was brought up. A guy might be a run stuffer on first down, and, you know, the nickel packages, a different guy comes in. That was one of the issues that they had. I don't know if
I'm saying I could take all 32 teams from last year and find at least one guy who never left the field on every defensive snap.
But does he call signals?
Well, he'll have to if he has. I mean, that's one of those things. Well, it's called draft day, not trade day. There's no reason that Asante Samuel can't say 57-Z split cover 2. Why is that?
You think the tackle could do it on offense?
Yeah.
Why not?
I think a monkey could do it if you teach him to say what comes in your ear.
If, like, I understand people cheat, people take steroids, but if the NFL Competition Committee is setting up the Patriots so they can get a rule passed, I don't really want to watch football anymore.
Well, that's
seriously,
why
if
I
there's
don't
that much, there's that much crap going on, then I just
say,
don't want to watch a sport
I'll
anymore.
Say, well, that's my whole point with all this cheating stuff. I think it's really ruined a lot of the things that I like about watching the NFL in general, because I don't really, you know, I want to know who the better team is, who has the better players, not who thinks better on the sideline. That's what I don't like about a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, despite what people in New England think, most fans don't watch football for the coach. I've never watched football because, hey, look, it's Tom Land. No, I don't care about him. I want to see the players play. That's why I watch.
I agree. Steve from Winchester writes, and his subject is, Dad, were the Patriots really cheating? So that's what it's come to. Some little kid might say that to his dad. Dad, I want to throw out my Patriots stuff. I don't want to root for cheaters. Could be. I'm embarrassed by the Patriots' action of the past 10 days. Rodney Harrison, cheater. Lesser offense, Belichick with the Garrett Mills affair and Childress. I absolutely don't buy the argument that all teams are doing it, quote-unquote. I don't accept that when my teenager says all the kids are doing it. If all the teams really are doing it, how come the Patriots, apparently at the far end of the ends justify the means spectrum, haven't caught another team? How come it's the Patriots repeatedly accused by Detroit, Green Bay, and the Jets? I also was not so impressed with their strong denial that Belichick was going to New York to speak with the commissioner. Okay, so he has to do it over the phone. I hate thinking that the legacy of this team will be darkened by the stain of cheating. My 14-year-old son, who I take to the games, came to me yesterday and asked if the Patriots, our team, were really cheating. Yes, I told him, they were cheating. We have tickets for Sunday's game, tickets that are very expensive for us. It's a big deal to go, and I really am not very excited about that right now.
Wow. But
now people don't want to come to games.
People are taking this a lot harder than I originally thought.
I'm amazed.
I can't even begin to tell you how surprised I am at that.
You know what I haven't read once today? In Bill We Trust. You know how often we usually get that in emails? And I've read, 25 emails at least already? Not once have I read the phrase,
people
in Bill We Trust.
And I think it's because they're disappointed in just the stupidity of it. And, you know,
speaking of stupidity,
we got caught just because we were being so stupid.
Right.
That's the part that still gets,
I don't know. We might never have an answer, but
it's
speaking
like the Harrison
of,
thing. Like,
come on, I want to say speaking of
but I'm just saying, the whole Harrison thing, like, okay, use HGH, but don't use your name and credit card.
I agree. Speaking of stupidity, subject, it's a celebration from Owen in Belfast, Ireland.
Hey, guys. Owen.
Just wondering, did you guys watch the Broncos-Bills game? Did you see the celebrations of the Broncos after the game-winning field goal? Was there any complaints by Bills fans or the players because of the Broncos' over-the-top celebrations on the Bills symbol in the middle of the field?
Did they go in the locker room?
Did they
go in the Bills' locker room afterwards? I didn't hear anything about that.
I thought the Patriots' celebrations were quite similar at San Diego last year and probably just as acceptable, saying that it was a playoff game and because the Patriots were massive underdogs. I'm probably just biased fan here, probably.
3 points.
And probably drunk, trying to justify our celebrations last year.
Come on, Broncos, you can do it!
Do you guys think the Chargers' complaints after the game last year, he's so proud of himself, were justifiable, or were they just being sore losers? On Rodney Harrison, I got no problems with him taking HGH.
Okay.
To get Rodney back to his old self at the expense of him missing 1 month, I'll take it.
I like that kind of thinking, though. That's the way you should think. Who cares? Just get him back on the field. If you're a fan, that's what you should be thinking.
Who was that new guy on ESPN commentating on the Ravens-Bengals game? He's a clown. Did you see Brian Billick's play calling? Great job, guys. As usual, love the show. Who's he talking about?
Yes. Jaworski? Ron Jaworski?
Maybe.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you guys even had time to talk about those games, but I cannot believe that they called all those passes on that possession.
What the hell's going on?
The Ravens at the end of that Bengals game.
The one call was terrible, though. The offensive pass interference?
Oh, that was a terrible call, but that was fourth down. I can't believe they didn't run it before
that. That's
what
I said when I was watching the game. Like, you were a yard away.
Oh, I just can't believe it.
Next email, Andy Jers. What a joke. Hey, guys. This cheating thing doesn't add up for me. Did we steal a signal and know Moss would be triple covered, so we threw the ball to him? I suppose we were laying the groundwork for the next game with the Jets, huh? I wish they would suspend the head coach for a few games on these situations instead of taking draft picks. This, I am glad we are back to the season schedule, although now I will get even less work done during the week. The Patriots look awesome, and I hope they keep rolling. Felger is a freaking idiot, but I guess I'm I am too, because I hated the Moss deal when it was made. It looks pretty good now that I see a quality QB throwing the ball to him. I just hope Randy stays on the straight and narrow like the rest of the team, like Wait. Rodney and the coaching staff.
I was going to say.
Well said, Andy.
That's the email until the punchline. That was the email I was expecting to get 25 times
that was
today.
Tremendous.
Because you didn't really see it coming, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, I'm talking about the, you know, so they stole the signals to find out that Randy Moss would be triple covered.
No, I know.
Theoretically, you stole the signals to know that they wouldn't be blitzing on that play and right. would have the time to have Randy Moss run past those three guys the way Randy Moss has run past every defender in the league that's tried to cover him in the last 10 years.
Okay, Dave in Storrs, Connecticut. I really don't want to talk about this anymore because I'm getting sick to my stomach, but if the Pats cheated, they should be punished and punished severely. No arguments from here. But why is our team being the scapegoat? What about the Dolphins admitted they were did something similar against the Patriots last year? That loss affected seeding. If we had won that game and had been 13-3, we maybe would have beat the Colts. Went to the Super Bowl and won it. They admitted to it, though. Why aren't they punished? It affected the AFC playoff picture directly.
All right. Okay, maybe the Dolphins should have been punished. Let's just say they should have been. But the league sent out a memo. And I'm quoting Adam Schefter here, with the Patriots at the top of this speculation to stop using video cameras. They right. sent it out, and the Patriots, week one, against a team that knows them better than anybody, did it anyway.
And the Patriots did it last year, too. They theoretically could have been right. doing it to Miami that day.
Another thing about the cheating is that it makes this season a total waste to me. I usually don't care what other people think. But if there's going to be an asterisk next to our wins now, they aren't worth it. Winning is about everyone knowing and respecting your accomplishments. This team is damned if they do and damned if they don't. If they win, they're cheaters. And if they lose, it's because of all these ridiculous distractions. Harrisek, Belichick,
no, because they
didn't
cheat.
That's why things couldn't be worse, and it almost makes me want the Patriots to lose for a while so people will forget about this black mark.
No, what you got now is this. If they win, they're cheating. If they lose, it's because, well, they must
they're
have
not cheating anymore.
Right. People found out they
That's
were cheating.
What you get.
It's the same thing. It's Jason Giambi. No home yep. runs, always off the stuff. Oh, home runs again. He's back on
How
HGH.
How many times
or he
do
found...
I come in a year saying
no
that?
Question.
Looks like Giambi's back
That's
on the stuff.
That's why it's so similar. It's once you're a cheater, once you're a steroid, it just taints everything you've ever done or will do.
And I'm sorry, but I don't think there's anything unfair about that.
I don't either. Greg and Waltham checking in. Guys, can there be a silver lining to this taping scandal? No. It appeared that after the impressive win over the Jets on Sunday that everything was going too well for the Patriots, and
hey,
the road to Phoenix
happens.
Was
another one.
The road to Phoenix was projecting to be paved and smooth. We've seen in the past that perhaps this team responds and performs better than when the odds are stacked against them. Not that this scandal stacks any tangible odds against the Patriots for the 2007 season, but do they now have their proverbial chip on the shoulder to prove that they are still the best team in football? Also, how successful do Patriots have to be this season in order to prove to the public and the rest of the NFL that taping of the opposition's defensive signals did and will not provide them any significant advantage? That's impossible. The more you win, the more they're going to expect it.
Oh, and you know what? I'll say something. If this was what people think it was, something so they could get adversity and stuff, then Bill Belichick's stupid.
Jan, when we come back from this break, I'm going to rip you a new one for reading the first line of your email that I'm about to read. More PFW in progress after this.
Listeners all over the world are discovering PFW in progress.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is this?
Patriots.com Radio.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna. Let me tell you about the first ever Game with the Greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching the game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the first ever Game with the Greats. On October 14th at Gillette Stadium, watch the Patriots take on the Cowboys in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me, a bunch of my teammates, and other Patriot alumni. Guys like Andre Tippett, Steve Nelson, Steve Grogan, and Pete Brock will be there with you to enjoy the game and just hang out. Tickets are limited because they're only $25. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on Alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the Game with the Greats. Where will you be?
The New England Patriots set a franchise record for fewest points allowed during the 2007 season.
The rush got to be sacked. Another big play.
Celebrate this historic milestone with a limited edition Goal Line Guardian poster exclusively from the New England Patriots, free. And if you think that's good, how about having it signed by two members of that record-setting defense, Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warner?
He's going to be sacked for the safety.
Take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer by making qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots extra points card and free Goal Line Guardians poster autographed by Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren.
Roosevelt Colvin, wow!
Patriots extra points, because fans want contact, too. Autographed poster limited to the first 200 with qualifying purchases. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Hi, this is Richard Seymour. If you're a big Patriots fan, show your team pride and win great prizes by ordering your Patriot Specialty License Plate. Team Rules says your car has to be registered in Massachusetts to be eligible. When you place your order, you have the chance to win Patriots tickets and memorabilia. Proceeds from the sales of the license plates go to the New England Patriots Charitable Foundation. Now that's worth driving for. To score your new set, apply online or in person at your local RMV or log on to Patriots.com for more details. Show your team spirit, give to a great cause, and get your Patriots License Plate today.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Back here at PFW in Progress. My mic was not on, but now it is. A little after 1:30, and we're cruising through tons of emails as VideoGate 2007 has just converged at Gillette Stadium. The entire news world, the entire football world, everyone is keeping an eye on what's going on with the Patriots dynasty, Bill Belichick, and what Commissioner Goodell is going to levy in terms of punishment.
When do you think the punishment will be coming down?
Well, they said by Friday, but with his statement and he talked to him,
Thursday.
I got to think it's sooner.
Yeah, I was thinking tomorrow.
Either tonight or tomorrow at some point. Just so you know, if I'm a Patriots fan, I'm watching NFL Network nonstop because no doubt in my mind that Adam Schefter will be the first one. I mean, it's a league story. It's their network. This is a perfect, such a huge issue. I want it coming from them.
I agree, but you know who I think is really the last couple.
I should call Comcast and get that network.
The last couple of weeks, I think, in terms of issues regarding the commissioner's office, is Mortensen. Chris Mortensen is really, he had the thing with Vic, basically, as it was happening and stuff like that. And now
they've turned up the heat a little. He's got to get back in the game.
But yeah. I think that he obviously has a good source within the commissioner's office because he's been at the forefront of some of these commissioner-related things.
Schefter works
for the network, so he's going to get it, no question.
Hey, we can't say that, Paul.
But I
do
mean,
we
that,
want people saying that about us?
No, but here's what the difference is. Tom just said he gets a lot of Patriot stuff. That has nothing to do with working for NFL Network. Nothing, in my mind.
Nothing.
That's just being a good reporter and cultivating your sources and whatnot. But I'm talking about league matters. It makes sense that NFL.com and NFL Network are going to be at the forefront of those stories.
Okay. This is Jan Yakub or Yakboob, whatever it is. Is it just me? Dear A-Team, Tom, Paul, Fred, and which now includes Andy, but let it be known he's one stupid comment away from being demoted. And hi to the kicker, too. Well, the kicker's not here, and I was probably just demoted. I saw the highlights from the Jets-Pats game, and just like everyone else, I was impressed. I only have access to the highlights, so I didn't see a player I hoped would show up, and that player is Brandon Merriweather. How did he do in his first regular season game, and how much action did he get? Paul?
Merriweather?
Yeah.
He played in the dime packages as the sixth defensive back. didn't. I don't think he got a ton of action, especially early in the game. Didn't do anything really that stuck out. But I will say, among all the overly positive things that happened in the game on Sunday, and I don't know how much you guys felt like this, but I did think that on the occasions where Pennington had time to throw, he generally got the ball to a guy who was open.
Yeah, no question.
I don't think the secondary painted itself in glory.
And early, when the Patriots couldn't just go after him, that's when he had a lot of success.
Yeah, the whole game, really, whenever he got the pass off, it generally was complete.
Right, but early on, he had a ton of time because it hadn't reached a point where Jarvis Green could just say, they're throwing this whole time.
Yeah, Andy, I was actually watching the game again last night.
And now?
Yeah. They were down 28-7. The Jets went on that scoring drive to make it 28-14. They went down the field like it was nobody's business.
That would be the one concern coming from that game is the
guys were wide open.
Yeah, there were guys that were open.
The kickoff return was the biggest play of the game. We can all agree on that. That gave them the cushion to be able to go after them. Yeah, Tom missed it.
all I heard was
12 minutes at halftime wasn't enough for Tom. He needed 13.
I was in the stall, and all I heard was Hobbs, 108-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Secondly, do we all agree that the Chargers did not soundly beat the Bears 14-3?
No, they did not.
Because I think that if the Jets were in the NFC,
I need to go poopies,
they would be a good challenge for the Bears. I'm implying that the Patriots will beat the Chargers this week 24-14. But that is not my question. My question was did you hear that LT said after he was asked by a reporter what he thought about the Patriots spying on the Jets, he responded along the lines of, the Patriots' motto is, if you are not cheating, you are not doing it right. You're not trying.
For the team.
Yes. And I believe I uttered that same quote earlier this week.
Okay, and we all heard what LT had to say. And
Gary says go to the top of the list.
Unfortunately, you know what bothered me in terms of all this stuff with the Chargers and whatnot is, you know, I heard a couple of Sean Merriman talked, Lorenzo Neal talked. They're not saying anything stupid. I'm really upset about that. I was hoping the Chargers had some really, really dumb things to say.
They will if they win.
Brett Johnson says, go back. Go back. Hey, guys, what about the Buffalo game in 2003? Buffalo won 31-0, and the next game was Pats over Buffalo 31-0. They may or may not have cheated, but we now have to look at those games with a jaundiced eye. Also, what about the Patriots' record for playing the same team twice in one season? Why is it that they almost never lose a second time?
Interesting.
That's interesting, but I don't really understand
Buffalo
the point about
I
the Buffalo
get.
Thing. Why do we have to look
that
at those two?
Was the second time they played them?
Yeah, and one of them was the first game of the year, and one of them was the last game of the year.
And first game of the year was the Loy Malloy thing. I think that had but I think his point is they couldn't even hang out on the same field with him, emotion aside, and then all of a sudden the Bills don't belong on the same field with them when maybe they had all
stunk.
The singles.
Yeah, when the Bills season it completely
But his point
collapsed.
Is perfect. You could look back at every game now and question why, what did they know, how are they cheating.
I heard someone bring the second time around thing up yesterday, and I think there's something to that. Because they have had and that's why I said the thing about the NFC teams. The teams that Belichick is less familiar with.
Right.
I think there's something to that.
Sean Kelly, Kraft's reaction. Dear PFW, Robert Kraft seems to be a pretty straight shooter. What do you think the odds are that he cans all the staff involved in this?
Zero.
How much of the coaching staff do you think knew about this? If Kraft wants to save the image of the organization and cares about the image of his players, then he is going to have to act on top of the league punishment to help mend this wound to the league. Sean in Tucson.
Wow.
So he's calling for the Kraft to do more than what the league does.
We are all Patriots.
And today, the Patriots
well, first
are
of all,
cheaters.
If he's firing all the staff involved, it's Bill Belichick. Whoever else is involved is less important. He's the man that makes the decisions.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I don't think that that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to come to something like that. And I'm not necessarily – I don't think that Mr. Kraft should have to do that. Do you? I mean, do you think that he needs to – I mean, you get reprimanded – look, it's an embarrassment for the organization, but you move on. It's,
I agree.
You know, it's just like you don't immediately release every player that gets arrested
or
you know?
Test positive for drugs.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, some guys, are, you know, things happen, whatever, and you assess the situation like Bill always says on a case by case basis, and you make a judgment. Not every judgment you have is going to be right, but I don't think you just have to get rid. I don't think you have to fire your coach because of this.
Jason Perry checking in. Time out. For the love of God, guys, chill out. Everyone needs to stop with the conjecture and speculation and wait until the final ruling. All of these emo fans and turncoats need to jump off the Patriots and BB bandwagon and find another team to vote for. WTF is your loyalty? Jay in Hell, Florida.
Well, like we said, we're speaking on fact. Goodell is going to make a decision, and I don't think it's going to be one that Patriot fans are going to like.
My point is, I don't like the fact that the team that I'm rooting for, I don't like the what they're doing. So that has nothing to do with loyalty. Where's their loyalty to the fans?
Robert DiNatal checks in with the subject: "Bye bye, Bill."
Oh.
This is just what Bill and the Patriots. This is just what Bill and the Patriots needed to part ways after this season. I couldn't have scripted it better if I was named Spielberg. I know BB is going to coach the Giants after this season, so his son-in-law Zach and his daughter and himself can have their family time together. This is what I thought would happen a year ago, and now it is bye bye, Bill. Hello, Carol.
Ooh.
What? We got Pete Carroll coming back?
How about Cower? Yeah. Hello, Cower.
And he's not. They're not married or anything, are they? Are they an item?
Who?
Bill's daughter and Zach DiAssi?
No. No.
Oh, okay. No, they're friends.
No, I know they're friends. Yeah. I thought that's what it was.
Oh, he said son-in-law Zach.
Son-in-law Zach and his daughter and himself have their family.
No, I don't think so. No.
They were friends in school.
My father has guaranteed me that Belichick's going to New York, and his reasoning is, and I quote, "That's the only reason why they would have that a-hole Tom Coughlin come back for another year." So he's convinced. Doesn't take much for him.
Arthur Theodore checking in. Hi again.
That's the doctor.
This is not an isolated incident. This was blatant without any attempt to hide recording. Bill's statement included the phrase, "videotaping procedure during last Sunday's game and my interpretation of the rules." Can you read the actual statement again, not the memo? Doesn't it say that you can't tape coaches for the specific purpose of stealing signs? Don't you think Bill is interpreting this as that he is not taping for stealing signs but for other reasons? Come on. Come on, speculate. You guys are creative. What else would he be taping for, and how did he explain this to Roger?
Roger.
I think he said I cheated.
Also, this tape was confiscated in the first quarter, not likely used in Sunday's game. That's accurate, but we don't know what they've done in the past.
And none of us is going to sit here and speculate to say that the Patriots won the game Sunday because they were cheating.
No.
They were the better team. I think that's silly. They were much better.
The question along that thinking is, well, if they're doing it against teams that they are much better than, which would be the Packers and Lions, they're probably doing it all the time. They're doing it. It's a track record, a library. They do this not just for that game, but to have that information.
I would
hand.
Think the hardest team to do it against would be the Colts, right? Because Manning, does so much at the line.
But I also think that
they're stealing defense.
I was going to say, aren't they stealing all defense?
There are no offensive signals because
right.
they call them in audibly.
Right.
That's why it lends you to believe maybe they'll go to a voice in the
now. Well,
helmet.
I just made the comment that I don't think it had anything to do with winning or losing on Sunday. I also think that the fact that you lose this visual contact after the first quarter, I don't think that means anything either. I think that if you have a base of knowledge, that could be relevant
I'll
the rest of the game.
I'll go a step further. I don't care if the Jets won the game. If they still caught him and they've still been doing this, the outcome of the Jet game to me is irrelevant. It's how long have they been doing it, who they've been doing it against. That's the thing you got to get to the bottom of. And I guarantee you, the NFL, I don't think, is just going to stop at this one game. If other teams come out of the woodworks, they're going to look into it. And if they find stuff, this is only going to get worse.
James Kelly, subject, in Bill We Trust.
Here we go.
No, comma, I do not intend that to be serious.
Oh.
I have 3 tickets to the Pats-Browns game. Count me among the folks no longer excited to see my one game a year. I subscribe to PFW and look forward to each issue. I follow the coverage of the draft. I follow the preseason stuff. And then I cannot wait for the season to finally start. Now this has really taken the wind out of the sails. I said yesterday to friends that if a player gets suspended for using roids HGH, then the coach should get suspended for this. The reason players are not allowed to use roids HGH is because it damages the integrity of the competition. This spy thing damages the integrity of the competition, and it really disgusts me to hear about it. I'm glad my oldest son is only 6. I coach his little league team. I teach the kids that we do not cheat. If he was any older, I would have to try to explain why the team I love so much cheated. It was bad enough to have to answer to my wife when she asked if I thought they cheated. I said, yes, they did. That was all I could say last night. I didn't even want to talk about it. I hope to never hear the phrase "in Bill We Trust" again. Thanks for not resorting to being the official apologist for the team on the PFW radio show. Peace, James.
Fred's not here.
Yeah. Sorry.
Fred would be. James doesn't want to hear that phrase ever again.
I'll tell you, this is... I'm really shocked.
I'm proud of our fans.
I'm shocked that we've had
Homer
as many.
This is Central.
And you know what? We make no bones about that. It is. This show, PFW in Progress, a lot of our listeners, obviously you're listening in to an internet radio show about just the Patriots. You're a strong, diehard Patriots fan. I'm stunned the amount of fans that we've gotten that are really, really upset about this.
I got to ask you, if fans feel this way, and a lot of people that do business with this team are fans, corporate, sponsor type.
I'll tell you something. You let Belichick start affecting our subscriptions, and he'll have someone to answer. He'll have to answer to me,
my friend. No, but I'm talking about, seriously, people that buy billboards in the stadium. Are those types of people that make decisions with money going
to
be upset?
No, because they only care about money.
And I think, I think they want to be just attached to the name.
But
they don't care about
this. But is there any sense of, well, I'm attaching myself to a cheater? I don't want to be involved.
But it's not cheating. It's Belichick.
And it's not big enough. It's not like a Michael Vick type thing where you have to, let's get away from this as soon as possible.
I don't think so.
You can still make a ton of money with the Patriots. And it's like,
I know
like Paul,
because I mean, we have powerful listeners. Somebody here has to own
Fidelity. But it's Belichick. It's not Kraft. You know what I mean? If Kraft was doing some shady things, then maybe you start pulling your ads. But Kraft is involved with this.
Jim Devlin, Mangini's a hypocrite. It would be hard to believe that Eric Mangini didn't know about if it occurred while he was here. He didn't blow the whistle then. Isn't he just as guilty? He did benefit, as evidenced by his rise to head coach after all. Best regards, Jim.
I think there's some truth to that. I feel like that.
What if he didn't know about it?
He did know about it.
How do you know?
Well, based
he knew
on
what was going to happen.
We'll see if we can find the story, but based on a story that we heard today that was in the Daily News, he did know about
it. Which may or may not exist.
We'll see if we can find it.
You know what Mangini's doing? He's trying to take down Bill Belichick. Those two honestly hate each other. Hate each other, and he's saying, you know what? I don't care if I have to be a rat. I don't care. I'm going to take down Bill Belichick.
But I do
That's
think there's an element of truth to that email that he is just as guilty in a way because he knew about it. He was part of it.
Thomas.
But I'm not Bill Belichick.
Thomas checks in, simplifying it. Pat Spy. Listen, the faithful Pats fans are taking it hard because most of New England has a hardworking mentality. When someone cheats, none of us like it.
That's the great email.
Now we have Corey Weaver in Bill I Trust. I don't care if they were cheating. They shouldn't have been, but if they did, accept the consequences and stop doing it. I also think they will still dominate and be one of the top teams in the league with or without the advantage of videotaping calls and or signals from the opposing team. Some of this is just anti-Patriots people hoping to have an excuse for their team not being so good. Not people listening to this show. We don't have anti-Patriots people on this show.
I mean, I can understand
Corey
that.
In Brooklyn, New York.
I can understand that perception being nationally, but not here.
Right.
Why would there be a perception here of people wanting to take the Patriots down? First of all, we work for the team. And second of all, our fans, as I just said, are generally diehard Patriot fans. Why would they want the team to get taken down?
And third of all, I already think they're the best team in football, so why are they resorting to this? It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, see, I wonder about that now. I wonder about some of the players they have and how good they are here and based on what they were other places. And why they're so good here. I'm sorry, but those things popped into my mind over the weekend.
Nan Roberts from Woodstock, Georgia. My son is devastated. My son, who is 10, eats, lives, and breathes Patriots. We painted his room Pats colors.
That's another thing.
And he has Tom Brady fatheads plastered on his walls. He wears his Brady jersey to school at least once a week. Last night, he came downstairs and had the most pitiful look on his face. Dad, can you repaint my room? He said brokenhearted. Okay, Coach, what do you say to keep my son's loyalty?
I have no idea. I don't have the slightest idea.
Sorry. Now, do I have to change the scoreboard on TJ's wall? Because I have all three scores of the Super Bowls on my youngest son's bedroom wall.
You change him to the three scores of the Cowboys Super Bowl.
Do I change him? What's the score of a forfeit? Is it 1-0 or 8-0 or whatever it is?
The only difference is, Paul, forfeit. Those Cowboys Super Bowls, the spread at the margin of the victories was a little wider.
I understand that there, Tom.
All right, moving on.
So talk about giddy.
Matt and Quincy. Cameragate. Please tell these idiots defending the Pats to grow up. The Pats and Belichick cheated. They are wrong. These are the same people who think their bratty kids are wonderful and can do no wrong while they swear, scream, and wipe boogers on the wall. It's the reason I hate most people. Ignorance. I love Matt. He's the best emailer we've had today.
Playing
I hate
the role
most people
of Andy
too.
And Tom simultaneously is Matt and Quincy. I hate people.
Sean Quinlan. Disappointed. I understand that all, or at least most, NFL teams are trying to get as much information about their opponents as they can, including defensive signal calling. But to go this far, this stupidly, after being warned already, is just dumb. I'm incredibly disappointed in the team and in Belichick particularly. Don't get me wrong. I'll always be a fan of the team, but this breaks my heart. I thought so much better of the team and was always so proud of how they did business and the image they tried to carry, the culture Bob Kraft always talks about wanting for the franchise. Now I have a bad taste in my mouth. I love it when our team wins, and yeah, I'd be pissed if we had a season under 500, but I don't need to win this badly. And hell, all the crap us fans are now taking in general on general fan sites that the team is taking in the news, I don't even feel like I have the standing to talk smack like I used to. So much for trusting Bill. Upside, maybe next year the motion for a defensive communication system like the offense has between the coaches and the quarterbacks will be passed. Failed this summer by 2 votes. Really coming around on that in Bill We Trust. So much for trusting Bill. Okay, Robert D. Natale, if the Patriots lose this weekend, I'll blame you. First, the Jets casting a cloud over our victory, and now a Charger team bent on revenge rematch. You guys are looking more like Dolphins fans every week. Rob, I don't know what that means.
What?
Who is he yelling at? Fans or us?
I don't know. We're going to go right on. Christian Simonelli, I'm sick. This is disgusting. My girl asked me if they really cheated, and I said they did. She said, but they're so good. Why did they need to? I couldn't answer that. Everyone in work knows how much I think of the team, and they have been coming up to me all day asking what's up. This is crap. As a diehard, I'm so disappointed. Maybe I'm naive, but I put so much pride in this team, and their supposed honest way of doing things. Kind regards, Christian. Fans are hurt. Fans have been cheated on. Fans are worked up. Well, that's all we got. We got like one guy who said, I still trust Bill. Everyone else is like, that's
and
a fraud. I don't want to hear it.
Fred Kirsch from
right.
New York.
Seriously, from his little BlackBerry, punching it in with his thumbs. Link to the supposed Jets sideline Sunday. Somebody sent a link to the photo. Touchdown.org.
Yeah, that's. I was going to ask you guys about that. I saw that too. I thought he was on the Patriots sideline.
That's what I thought. So
this picture is him on the Jets sideline.
I'll minimize that while it's opening. I'll go to James. Holy crap! Oh, our boy's checking in. Eric in Manchester. I could care less. What's done is done. We are still going to kick butt on the field. Move on, you pansy Pats fans. We've got a game on Sunday. Well, Eric, I don't really agree with you, but...
And I don't have a password for that site that you said that was hardcore, and I have no password.
Howard Wardlow, some of these fans have to be kidding. They aren't excited about attending future games. Hello, they got caught. It's a good chance they will not be cheating with a video camera again. Heck, if anything, it means the games from now on will be on the up and up, simply because A, they got caught, and B, the league office will be watching them closer than anyone. In Bill We Trust, in parentheses, not to be so stupid and arrogant again as to flaunt break the rules. So he still trusts.
We know if they lose to the Browns that those cameras were doing something because they couldn't lose to that team in 100 years.
Some guy forwarding us something. I don't know what it was. Shame on you. Why are you guys throwing the Patriots under the bus for doing everything they can to win for us? I know you're all not that naive. Maybe except for Fred to believe that the Patriots are the only team to videotape another team. This is the worst broadcast of your lives here today. It is making me physically ill. Please stop kicking a dead horse.
Well, those are the emails.
The only one kicking a dead horse. Oh, we got another in Bill You Trust. Jason Perry. In Bill We Trust. In Bill We Trust. So now it's starting to swing back, and I don't know what that sign means, Gary. Rook's on the line. Rook is joining us, and as always, as a listener, you have to try to figure out, is he in studio or in his basement, where we now know he has his own studio?
I am where I am creating all of my evil plans in my laboratory.
Well, the only evil plans around here start with Bill Belichick these days. Yeah, Rook, what's your take on all this?
Any cameras in there?
Obviously. Actually, no cameras, just a little satellite TV, but no cameras. Nothing that anybody else, you know, at a normal, you know, couldn't get anyway. You know, here's really how I kind of looked at it. I mentioned this on the show yesterday, and I'll repeat it here. I think that this whole situation is sort of akin to taking your wife to the beach. Okay? You're going to take her to the beach, and even though you're at the beach with your wife, and she may or may not be exactly what, you know, you're looking for at the beach, but you're going to you're going to be looking at things down the beach, right? I mean, you're going to look. Everybody does. Everybody does this.
John, just that's like the worst analogy I've ever heard.
Do you drink in your basement?
No, it's not. It absolutely is true if you just give me a minute.
Why am I at the beach with my fat wife looking at good-looking girls?
Well, first of all, it's your problem if you got a fat wife.
No, that's what you're saying. You're saying.
I'm just saying if you do. I don't. I don't have that. Nobody has that. I'm well, not that I know of. Everybody has your beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right? But it's akin to that. You take somebody to the beach, and you're still going to look because it's there. And it's exactly how this is going to happen. Now, if you're pulling out the camera lens and saying, whoa, honey, here, hold the camera lens while I take a shot of that babe, well, then you're an idiot. And I think the Patriots have just, let's say, been a little less than smart with this whole matter.
So basically, you think they crossed into that idiot guy land?
I think they crossed into a land in which they did not need to go.
Such an idiot. I got out of that you wanted to cheat on your wife.
If you saw my wife, you would understand why I wouldn't.
Oh,
how's that?
What a nice.
Your wife smoking?
I think so.
In a picture.
I think so.
So what else you got today? You must have guests lined up. The commissioner, I'm assuming, maybe Belichick. What do you got,
Gary? What do you have for John today?
Roger's going to join us at 2:30.
You go by Raj, don't you?
Yeah, Raj, absolutely.
The hammer. I just call him the hammer.
Now, to me, it's Goody.
Roger.
Goody.
Goody. Kevin Acey from the San Diego Union Tribune is going to join us in just a little bit. And obviously, he covers the Chargers. And we're going to get his perspective from the left coast on how the Chargers are looking at all of this and whether or not, you know, are these guys still living in last January's loss and do they need incentive to come battle the Patriots on Sunday night, basically? You know?
Well, it's good that you're going to address the game because we haven't talked more than 30 seconds about the game today.
Well,
we no longer trust.
Honestly, I understand why that is. I mean, I know that fans want to probably move on to the game, but this is a humongous story now.
And the fans are really upset about it, John. I was really surprised. Throughout the day, I'd say we got 5, 6, 7 emails for every one positive one was just saying how disappointing. Yeah, just how disappointing. Not even hammering, just like this disappointment, letdown, you know, almost like disillusionment. How the team was successful.
Let me say this, and Paul, you know this. Guys, you all know this because your job is pro football. You cover the sport. We all cover the sport, but you guys cover it 365 days a year. And here's the thing. We all know that to some extent, things like this are done by every team in the league. To think otherwise is just being naive and or stupid. However, the Patriots in this particular instance have just been, they've been out there. We all know that the Patriots like to thumb their nose at the supposed establishment. We also know that the Patriots in the past like to sort of bend the truth to their way of seeing things. They put a greatest PR spin on anything that comes out of Foxborough as any organization in professional sports has ever done. I got to give them a lot of credit where that's concerned. But it also means that anytime something that comes out of Camp Foxborough, you know and I know and anybody else that covers this team knows that we always raise an eyebrow to whatever is said. And it's based on track record as to why we raise that eyebrow when something is said, because we just flat out don't know if they're telling the 110% absolute truth. These guys will tell us what they think we need to know. That's exactly how it goes. You know that's how it goes.
Yep.
And fans generally know that's how it goes. So for fans to say, oh, I'm disappointed. I'm disillusioned. Oh, what am I going to turn to? There's no justice in the world anymore. Bull-loney. Okay? If somebody really feels like that, then the Patriots were not your team to begin with.
That's exactly how I feel. You might have a couple hours then, John.
You're going to get ripped.
You know, well, that's fine. I don't care. Bring it on. It doesn't matter. I mean, to be quite honest, you guys know this, again, as well as anybody else who covers this team. This stuff goes on everywhere. The Patriots just made a misstep here. They screwed up by flaunting it. And maybe trying to tweak Eric Mangini's nose in it.
They used a camera, which is illegal by the NFL.
And you're right. And you can't do that. And so in that regard, then they certainly deserve what's coming to them. But does this really, I mean, does anybody really think that, you know, I was watching, by the way, guys, I was watching Mark Schlereth on ESPN, you know, give his take on this thing. I wanted to reach through the camera and strangle him because he's played in this league and he knows how difficult it really is. You know, to interpret signals, much less intercept them, and then turn them around in enough time where you can actually use them to your benefit in a single game. That was one of the single most stupid things I've ever heard from a guy who played the sport.
But I'm not sure he's addressing a single game, because we actually spoke with him earlier in the week, and he addressed that when he was with Washington, they were able to do this. And if it didn't work for a single game, it would work down the road when they played the team a second time. And he
Precisely.
Talked about playing teams in the preseason. Well, we know the Patriots are going to play the Jets again because they're a
Precisely.
Division opponent. So
precisely, and I agree with that, Andy. And that is correct. If you're actually going out there and being blatant enough to spy on another team and try to steal their signals, you're not getting any benefit out of it for that game that you're doing the spying. That's for something that's on down the road. So for people to say, you know, and for these numbskull fans who you know, write on the message board and they say, oh, well, now we know how the Patriots blew out the Jets. You know, they cheated. Well, that's the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard. You can't turn it around quick enough in order to use it for that game.
I don't know how long it takes. I guess I'm one of the numbskulls because I don't think there's any – You know, why would the
Ask
Bill Belichick
boy.
Be doing this to Green Bay and Detroit last year? They're not going to see him again for 3 years. I think there was a tangible benefit for doing it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been doing it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, Ask your boy on the other side of the glass.
Bill Belichick doesn't do stuff just to do it so he can say, hey, you know what I did? I did this. He did it to get an advantage somehow, some way.
Maybe so, but we don't know what that advantage was, and we'll never know what specific advantage was for maybe spying on Green Bay or maybe spying on Detroit. But ask Mr. Gradecki, who's handled, you know, communications for sidelines on the time, how difficult it really is to, you know,
so Gary cheats?
I didn't say Gary cheats.
Gary's part of the cheating scandal.
Gary was the one with the radio frequency, huh?
Yeah, well, Gary, you know what? He understands how difficult it is. To be able to,
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't have the slightest.
All right,
idea.
John.
See, there you go.
You're going to have a lot of defending to do, I think, on some
John,
of your stances
you're mad today.
And in the next hour, you can tell us how Gary Gradecki was a big part of this cheating scandal. I'm going to leave you plenty of emails, and thanks to Catherine Beloy. I'm also going to leave you with the New York Daily News story, which includes some quotes about how Eric Mangini and the Jets caught the Patriots. And in fact, this was something they've been keeping an eye on since he got there.
Nice.
And Bill's going to be very upset that Eric, quote, kiss and told. So all that next hour from John Rook's basement with Patriots Playbook. That's going to do it for PFW in Progress.